KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Spencer Schlange, the final call for you, Mr. Schlange.
Yeah, very excited to be out here tonight, Jacob. Thank you for having me. Just a great night for some ball, and I'm excited. It's been a great year, great summer worth of broadcasting here in the booth with you, and just a great summer of Colt 45's baseball, looking for their 31st win on the year, 30-5 on the year, so a very solid campaign coming off of a win last night with a score of 9-3 against the Novato Knicks, looking to win the series here tonight. And I think you mentioned, Jacob, Ty Cook last night with 14 strikeouts to his name, definitely doing the damage with knockout punch there. So yeah, just another great night, a little farewell game for us here in the series in the booth together, but wouldn't want any other way, to say the least.
Yeah, the final call for both of us tonight, but I will be back out here next weekend for at least, hopefully, one game. We'll see what happens this next weekend, but there's still three games remaining on the schedule after tonight, all against the Fairfield Indians in the weekend series finale. Final three-game set during the 2025 campaign. And Spencer, you picked a great summer to call some games out here. We've had a fairly mild summer, apart from, I believe it was about two weekends there where it was above or close to 110, not even above 110, versus last year where it was a couple of weekends got canceled due to it being over 120 degrees. And thankfully this season no games were canceled due to any sort of heat, only the smoke at one point from the green fire, northeast of us, rather. And, well, we'll be back on the air maybe this next coming year at Simpson. We'll see. We'll see if it's on the radio. Some little teaser for everyone out there.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be on the bucket list for sure.
Be paying attention to everything going on program-wise and see what we get going. Maybe some Simpson football, Simpson baseball, or basketball, something like that. But tonight it will be the Novato Knicks taking on your Colt 45s in the second game of this three-game series on the second-to-last weekend of Colt 45s baseball. We're under bluebird skies and mild conditions, sitting right around 85 degrees when the first pitch rolls in. And we got some gusty wind as well, which is honestly pretty nice. As I said, a mild summer this year and just far better than last year when we had heat waves coming in, which, again, great time to bring your family out to the ballpark and take in some Colt 45's baseball. As Rick Bassetti grabbed the mic here and has announced the Shasta County Special Olympics that are getting a round of applause, which we'll bring back after the starting lineups are announced. The Novato Knicks starting lineup was just announced. And leading things off for the Novato Knicks will be Caleb Ford at shortstop, followed by Nicholas O'Rourke in right, Evan Mertz, the third baseman, and Vinny Lincioni, the DH, getting cleanup, followed by Trenton Ford at second, Matt Anderson at first base, Drake Poitras in left, Weston Meyer, the catcher, and Jeff Rulas, the center fielder, for Ryan Shimabukuro. The starting pitcher tonight for the Novato Knicks, that's Ford at short, O'Rourke in right, Mertz at third, Lincioni the DH, Ford at second, Anderson the first baseman, and Poitras in left, Meyer the catcher, and Rulas rounding out the lineup, batting ninth in center field for the Novato Knicks, who dropped the game last night by a score of 9-3. And Spencer, you talked about it, Ty Cook, last night's starter, 14 strikeouts against the Novato Knicks lineup tonight. Trey Bennett will be out there on the hill. He's 3-1 on the year with a 2.05 ERA. His last game he pitched was actually back on July 19th where he got the loss. He went 5 innings, gave up 4 runs, and we lost that game to the Fresno Athletics by a score of 7-3. That was the game with the, shall we say, antics after the unplanned fireworks, I believe is what Chad on the PA said. Just some extra excitement after that ball game.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned, Trey Bennett making his first start tonight since then, if I'm not mistaken, and looking to turn it around and keep that group going that Ty Cook seemed to be in last night. See if he can carry that over, get a little mojo on his own end as well, and pitch some good innings here tonight. Love to see him go the distance. And some special guests tonight for the from the Shasta County Special Olympics. The first pitch will be thrown out tonight by Emma. We have Avery on the saxophone who will join the Sandlot Sound performing our national anthem. And some Special Olympic athletes who stand behind home plate in the first row to be recognized during the player introduction and turn towards the flag for the national anthem here.
Avery tonight on the saxophone. So we're going to get you tonight's national anthem from the Sandlot Sound on the saxophone. Pretty epic national anthem, a saxophone solo from Avery from the Shasta County Special Olympics. A fantastic rendition via the saxophone. I've heard solos on electric guitars, and I've heard a few other instruments played for the national anthem. That might have been one of my favorites on the saxophone.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounded great. And just a full house here at Tiger Field as well. This might be the most packed game I've had on my schedule so far, Jacob. I don't know about you. I know we've had some full nights with 4th of July weekend and everything. But tonight, in this Hawaiian-themed night here out at Tiger Field, just nice full. The bleachers are full. And up here in the booth, we are feeling the energy for sure.
Yeah, a nice little luau night where if you wear some Hawaiian attire, you get a dollar off at the gate. And there's still fans piling in, which is pretty awesome atmosphere to be around. And yeah, as you said, 4th of July weekend, always a big ticket sale out here at Tiger Field, but this is close to the second or third fullest I've seen it, which is pretty great. Some local baseball under wonderful bluebird skies with just some small clouds way off in the distance on top of the horizon, but under bluebird skies out here at Tiger Field as we await first pitch. The umpires meeting around home plate with Bob Anderson and the manager of the Novato Knicks as they make their way back to their respective places in front of the dugout, and we get ready for the Colt 45s to take the field, leading things off and playing center field. Trajan Rogowski for the Colt 45s, followed up by Colby Raphael in right field. Then Andrew Mora, the first baseman, will be batting third. Dominic DeCagno in left and batting cleanup, followed by John Handy, the Colt 45's home run leader. He's got four. He'll be the DH tonight with Dylan Green batting behind him at second base as we get a special first pitch tonight from Emma. Then Sam Marr back in the game at third base. He played last night. He'll be back there at the hot corner tonight, batting seven, followed by Brandon Zanny behind the dish. He'll be doing the catching. And then Mark Anthony Carroll in that ninth spot. He's at shortstop. He also played shortstop last night. We saw last weekend Mark Anthony Carroll, I believe, went 4-for-5 from that ninth spot. He likes to hit from the back end of that lineup. Again, it'll be Rogowski in center, Rafael in right, Mora at first, Acuna in left, Handy the DH, Green at second, Mara at third, Zanny the catcher, and Carroll at shortstop. So these Colt 45s will be sending Trey Bennett out to the hill. The 6'4 left-hander out of College of the Siskiyous last year with the Colt 45s. He was 2-0 with a 4.35 in one start and eight games. He had 20 and two-thirds innings where he struck out 25 and walked 13. Whereas tonight is the first pitch from Emma, a southpaw herself, bounces it in there on a hop handle by Rain McMillan very cleanly, and she'll get to keep that baseball. Great job by Rain McMillan behind the dish, back in his typical spot. He caught both Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, always staying ready. You never know what can happen out here.
Pretty cool moment there to catch the first pitch. As the Colt 45s donning the yellow sleeveless tops with the black short sleeves underneath and the white bottom. The Novato Knicks in their road grays with the red lettering, the red in over the chest, right over the heart. Last night, Ty Cook went 7, struck out 14. And Jose Dia will be tonight's home plate umpire. I didn't catch who the other field umpire was, but Jason Cowan is the other. He'll be over there at first base on the right side of the infield. And Jose Dia called balls and strikes, I believe that was 3 weekends ago now. It might have been actually 4th of July weekend, if I remember correctly. As the Colt 45s take the field in the 6-4 southpaw, Trey Bennett will take the hill, getting the nod from Bob Anderson tonight, getting the baseball. And Spencer, you've called a lot of games with Trey Bennett out there on the hill. A lot of Saturday night ball games.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been fun so far watching him pitch. He's definitely had more of an up-and-down kind of year, but more good than bad. He's actually had a pretty solid season to his name. Looking for some strikeouts tonight from him, for sure. I'm really disappointed last night that I missed those knockout punches. As we mentioned, the 14 strikeouts from Ty Cook. But Trey Bennett has a little bit different of an approach, but hopefully tonight we can see some strikeouts from him. And just another great performance, a great showing for the Colt 45s.
Yeah, he does tend to pitch the contact a little bit more, but can definitely strike him out when he needs to, and not so much as Ty Cook, who just will wheel and deal. But we'll see what the southpaw can do here on another southpaw Saturday night of baseball. I believe it was last weekend we saw a couple of southpaws face off, left-on-left matchup. This is always fun. Colt 45 has finished taking their warm-up tosses around the field. Mora at first, Green at second, and then Terrell at short, along with Marr at third, holding down that infield, left to right field. It will be DeCagno in left, Rogowski in center, and Rafael patrolling right. The defense behind Trey Bennett with Brandon Zanny behind the dish. As we get ready to get things started here, also something to watch, Colby Rafael is 27 of 30 on stolen bases this year. After he got 3 last night, he was 3-for-4 with 3 steals. And he had quite a night offensively last night before being pinch hit for in the 8th inning for Brad Blankenship. Leading things off here for the Novato Knicks will be the right-hand hitting Caleb Ford to the plate.
I want to say, just based off the lineup so far, Jacob, I love this infield from the Colt 45s tonight that they're coming out in. A lot of size, a lot of speed with Carroll and Dylan Green as well holding up second base. I'm really excited to see what they do tonight in the infield.
Here's the first pitch from Bennett. It is fouled back out of play for strike one. First pitch comes in at 7:19. Hopefully didn't catch a fan out there in the parking lot. Yeah, great infield look with pretty much the go-to starters on the infield for the Colt 45s. The 0-1 misses wide to even up the count at 1-1 strike. against the right-hand hitting Ford. Caleb Ford last night led off the game. He was 1-for-4 with a couple of Ks, a ground out, and a single. Here's the 1-1 from the lefty Bennett, right on the outside corner at the knees, called strike two. Again, Jose Dia, the home plate umpire tonight. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Bennett to the right-hand hitter deep in the box with an even stance. Misses up and away for ball two. Fastball missing way up and away.
Yeah, definitely just getting the feet wet here, trying to see what pitches he's liking right now and see if he can get one here. The 2-2 count, can't complain. We'll see if he can retire his first batter here.
The 2-2 in the dirt, smothered by Zanny. That'll fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bennett just getting his first look at this Novato Nick lineup. Ford settles back into the box, taps the plate. Shadows covering just parts of the infield and parts of left field. Here's the payoff delivery. It's a ground ball toward the 5-6. Will dive before it is Mark. Carroll gets up with it from the left field grass. Throws it to first, but not nearly in time. That's the way the ball game begins, with an infield single, if you could technically call it an infield single. But what a job by Mark Anthony Carroll to get to it on the backhand on the left side, just past the extended glove of Sam Marr, who was shaded just a couple of steps to pull on the right-hand hitter. And Carroll in shallow left field popped up and made the throw, which last night he also made a similar play in the 5-6 hole on the rim of the outfield grass, popped up and made the throw to first, but it was an infield single for the Novato Knicks. As Bennett delivers a fastball, blows it by O'Rourke, takes a huge cut and miss for strike one. O'Rourke, a right-hand hitter. Mora holding on the runner at first. That's Ford. Here's the 0-1. Back to the screen for strike two. Yeah. Just foul tipped.
It's a good job there by Trey Bennett, just getting out of his head a little bit with that full count. Obviously, a good hit, as you mentioned, by Caleb Ford, that is. Got a couple Fords in the lineup today. But just getting up ahead in the count here early, and the outfield shaded a couple steps to the left, looking to pull towards O'Rourke's natural swing as right-handed hitters. We'll see what they can do here.
Here's the 0-2 with the infield at double play. Depth swing and a miss. That is strikeout number one for Mr. Bennett. There it is, following in the footsteps of Ty Cook last night. Still a runner at first. Cole 45 is looking for two on the infield, looking to twist it and get back in the dugout before getting their first crack at Shima Kukuru. Evan Mertz to the plate, left-hand hitter. It's the first pitch in this left-on-left matchup. Runner not going, trying to deke Bennett over there. Off-speed, catches the corner for a called strike one.
Yeah, and definitely a little bit tougher with Bennett being left-handed, a little bit tougher for Caleb Ford to get a good lead out there and be able to get moving. As you mentioned, just trying to deke, trying to bait Bennett into making a throw and making a wild throw or take his head out of a left-on-left at-bat he's got here.
The beauty of it is he's able to deke Bennett a lot and distract him as this breaking ball misses way low, blocked by Zanny to even up the count at 1-1. Great move by Zanny to get on top of that baseball, put it back in the dirt. His count holds at 1-1. And Shadow's just now starting to cover that infield. Bennett's in the shade, but all the other infielders are in the sun. Here's the 1-1 from the lefty Bennett to the left-hand hitting Mertz. So he makes a pickoff attempt on over to first just to keep Ford honest, and he's back standing up. 1-1 with one out. Sam Marr, the third baseman, playing in a little bit over there at third base, even with the bag. Shifted a couple of steps to pull on the left-hand hitter. Bennett checks the runner at first. The 1-1 runner not going is poked at. A line shot foul down the third base side for strike two.
Yeah, it's good contact effort. Mertz just couldn't quite keep it between the lines there. It's going to chop right past his third base coach. Good power and good pace on it as well. Would have been a tough one for Marr to be able to keep in front of him, but definitely doable if fair.
Yeah, I just threw the barrel at it and poked it the other way, but unable to keep it on the fairway. 1-2. Mora holding forward at first. Bennett comes set, working off the middle part of that rubber. Here's the 1-2 from the lefty. is fouled back to the screen. Staying alive is Mertz after that fastball was in on the hands. Cut holds at one ball and two strikes. Green and Carroll shaded up the middle. Wind blowing in from right center. That American flag out there dancing around to the right of the 406 sign. Bennett checks the runner at first, being held on by Mora. Two or three steps off the bag. That's Caleb Ford. He got on via the single. The 1-2 delivery from Bennett misses up and away for ball two. That evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. Green and Carroll shaded up the middle, but Marr now shifted back off the third base bag. He was playing even with the bag, but now with two strikes, no bunt for these Novato Knicks. Here's the 2-2. Poked at, hit the other way toward left. DeCagno comes in for it, and he'll squeeze it for out number two, reaching up above his head. Mertz lines out to DeCagno for out number two and retracing his steps back to first base is Caleb Ford.
Yeah, a little bit unlucky there for Mertz. Made really good contact to lefty, hitting opposite end. But unfortunately, DeCagno, it's a good hit, too. Not even that much arc under it. Keeped it nice. Looked like it was going to be a nice, solid outfield single at least. But DeCagno was able to get under it pretty quick and just a little too close to him, unfortunately. But it was really good contact. But DeCagno does a good job making the squeeze and getting the second out of this inning.
And DeCagno out there in left just playing about 10 feet in front of the warning track. There was a line shot just to his left and above his shoulder. It's the first pitch to the right end hitting Lencioni. This is inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes with two outs. Here's the 1-0 from Bennett. Fouled back out of play. Make the count one ball and one strike. Bennett rubbing up a new baseball. He readies. Lencioni steps back into the box, deep in the box with an open stance. Lencioni last night was a cleanup hitter. He went 1-for-4, 3 Ks, and a stolen base after he got on base via the single. This one misses low and in the dirt. Zanny able to snare it. Looks the runner back to first. It's ball two.
Yeah, and that breeze, as you mentioned, Jacob, definitely playing factor. We haven't seen this in a few weeks. Nothing ridiculous, but definitely some wind picking up. Something we saw a little bit earlier in like the first couple weeks of June, first couple weeks of the campaign, but it's back for tonight at least.
Yeah, not gusty at all, just breezy. There's the 2-1, fouled back to the screen to even up the count at two balls and two strikes. Just breezy to the point where it'll make that ball dance around if it's skied into the air at all. Makes it tough on the outfielders and infielders.
Yeah, most definitely. And I would love to see a strikeout here from Trey Bennett, get him two strikeouts in the opening inning, just really see him just find his footing here in this early in this game. Keep some runs off the board, keep runners off the bases as well.
Now the 2-2 from the southpaw with runner on first. It's a breaking ball, just misses high to fill the count again at three balls and two strikes. Yeah, that is something we saw a lot last night from Ty Cook. In the first five innings, he struck out two batters at least in every inning. In the third and fourth inning, he struck out the side. So, a little bit different pitcher tonight with Trey Bennett, who pitches more to contact, but he has the capability to get the K. The payoff pitch with two outs is hit in the air. Toward right, Rafael should be playable for him as this one skied toward him. The sun gleaning off his glasses. He'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number three in the side. Is retired. The Novato Knicks get a hit, but they strand them over there at first base as Ford perishes at first. With the Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half, it's a scoreless ball game. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners, life, business, RV, or boat insurance, as well as other recreational vehicles. If you qualify as a California good driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306 for a free quote. Again, call or text for a free quote at 530-222-2306. 206.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schlange, the voices of the Redding Colt 45s. It's great to have you with us here on a Saturday night edition of Colt 45s Baseball, the top of the order. Due up, of course, here in this bottom of the first, a scoreless ball game. The right-hand hitting Rogowski to the plate. Watch the fastball miss high and away for ball one from Shimobu Kuro, the left-hand throwing starting pitcher for the Novato Knicks. This next pitch is fouled off out of play. Back over the screen to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Rogowski up in the box in an even stance. Here's the 1-1. The off speed floats in there on the outside corner for strike two.
And Rogowski on the season, Jacob, usually leading off first or second every once in a while, but so far he's spent right on one out of three attempts. He gets on base at 333, 28 hits and 84 attempts. This one's fouled back over in the parking lot off the net as well, so the count remain at 1-2.
Yeah, he's had a solid year putting together, as you said, a 333 batting average. A third of the time, those are great numbers, especially for a leadoff hitter. So 1-2, foul back to the screen, and we'll do it again.
Yeah, not to mention, Jacob, just the fact that this is a wood bat league, something that these guys aren't totally used to. Definitely something different than their respective universities and colleges and stuff where they're playing with the metal bats, and a lot different, so batting is not as easy.
Yeah, those BB core bats are very different. The 1-2 misses the zone just barely to even up the count at two balls and two strikes. And Rogowski has a 513 on-base percentage, so he gets on base 50% of the time. So he widens his stance with the 2-2 delivery, misses low. That'll fill the count at three balls and two strikes. Especially in a league like this with the wooden bats and just a lot of pitchers working on different stuff. They're not necessarily throwing their best pitches. They're working on a lot. Here's the payoff delivery with nobody out. This one's hit foul down the first base side toward the Novato Nick bullpen, and the count holds at three balls and two strikes. So you're battling pitchers where they're not throwing their best stuff, but also struggling with certain things or working on mechanics to where they're not hitting that zone as much. So it's harder to get hits, but easier to get walks. Now the payoff pitch again is fouled. Actually stays fair up the third base side, coming in for it and handling it with both hands, but not making the throw in time is the third baseman for the Novato Knicks, Evan Mertz. You're just unable to barehanded, had to old school get in front of it and makes the throw to first. Now the umpires are going to talk things over to see if Rogowski was safer. Out. As Rogowski gets on board via the infield single, and the call will be changed. I believe they're saying it fouled off his leg. Bob Anderson now out to talk with the home plate umpire, Jose Dia. Not sure exactly what's happening.
Yeah, definitely an interesting play, something we're not entirely sure what's happening, but it looks like Rogowski's going to make a slow little trot back to the batter's box. It looks like it will be called a foul ball there.
And that makes me feel better, because I initially, on the play-by-play side of things, said that it was fouled off, and it stayed fair, and then I was just all sorts of confused. But I could have sworn I watched it hit his leg, and me and Jose Dia were on the same page there. So three balls and two strikes after a cluster of foul balls. And Rogowski back in the box as he retraced the steps down the first base side. Now the payoff pitch from Shimabukuro. It's a breaking ball, misses low. Now Rogowski will get to walk to first base. He's on board via the free pass.
Just a little bit different on the stat sheet there, one pitch later. Regardless, Rogowski will be himself on first base.
Yeah, it doesn't improve his average, but he does improve his on-base percentage, so can't complain there. The defense behind Shimabukuro is Anderson at first, Ford at second, and then Caleb Ford at shortstop. Trenton Ford last night was at third. He's moved on over to second base, and then Evan Mertz at third. Left to right field is Drake Poitras, who played right field last night as this pitch is taken for ball one. And then Grulas in center field and O'Rourke in right. It's the defense behind Shimabukuro showing bunt as Rafael pulls back and misses low for ball two. Shimabukuro. Hopefully I'm getting that pronunciation right. A little bit of a old school vibe up here with no pronunciation guides. So hopefully if he is family listening, we're getting that name right.
Yeah, and it looks like, again, Jacob, we do have another battle just like last weekend with the lefty-on-lefty pitchers, little pitching duel here. So I'm excited to see how this will go as well.
Yeah, somehow twice now we've called a game and a left-on-left matchup in terms of the starting pitching is this one's chopped. Shimabukuro coming off the mound. No one's at first base. He's going to tag out Colby Rafael and beat him to the bag. He's called out with the head-first slide into first. Shimabukuro fielding his position, applying the tag to Rafael. Now it looks like Bob Anderson's going to come out and challenge this, talk things over with the home plate umpire. And Rafael's going to make his way back to first. Two batters in offensively for the Colt 45s, and both times Bob Anderson has made his way out from the dugout. He's getting his steps in today.
Yeah, so, and that is a great tag from Shimabukuro, excuse me. Definitely a tough one to make as he looked like he was about to flip it to the first baseman. I think that's Anderson out there, and he wasn't able to make that tag, or he wasn't able to make that flip to him. He was off his base, so he had to go make the tag. As you mentioned, Rafael going head first into first base, not something you see every day. But a great heads-up play from the pitcher, making that good tag.
Yeah, three unassisted on the play. Runner at second for Andrew Mora, who leads the team with 33 RBIs, and he is a man in scoring position here as he takes a breaking ball on the outside corner right at the knees for a called strike one. Shimabukuro checks Rogowski at second, now kicks and deals to Mora. Fastball that catches the bottom of the zone for a called strike two on Mora, who's now in an 0-2 hole. We talked about it before the game started, before we were on air, but Mora has kind of fallen off offensively. He does have 29 walks on the year. The 0-2 is high. One ball and two strikes, which leads the team in the free pass department for the left-hand hitter, but again, leads the team in RBIs as well, but he's fallen off hits-wise, dropping that average down. The outfield playing straight up, the 1-2. It's a line shot foul over the head of DeCagno in the on-deck circle.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Jacob, Mora definitely has cooled off recently, but still, like, just as you mentioned, still leading in so many major categories, just not getting on base as efficiently as he was earlier in this campaign. We'll see if this last few, the finish out the series in the last series, as you mentioned, next weekend, we'll turn that around for him and help balance out that average again and keep him one of the hottest hitters on the year.
The 1-2 chopped up the third base side foul. Yeah, we'll see if he can settle back in here. He does have a couple of home runs as well, so he can hit for power, but and also, like with pitchers working on their mechanics, hitters too might be one of those things where Moore is working on. The 1-2 is fouled again. One ball and two strikes. A couple of battles here early on in this ball game between Shima Bukuro and Colt 45's hitters with a ton of foul balls, where these hitters are working on, you know, laying off the off speed on the outer corners and just not chasing the baseball as much, making sure when they return to their respective universities, they have everything in tune. The 1-2 leans more out of the way. Two balls and two strikes. Some chin music there for the 6-3 first baseman. Two balls and two strikes with one out. So we get a little flyover from some geese. The 2-2 misses wide to fill the count. Three balls and two strikes.
Yeah, I guess those geese didn't get the memo. There was a game on Tiger Field tonight. Looks like they were looking to land here.
Oh, they did get the memo. I just want to check out what was happening.
Yeah, one of the two.
We'll never know. Now the payoff pitch. As Shima Bukuro checks the runner back. Breaking ball swing. And a miss. Mora down on strikes. He'll bring up Dom DeCagno. A cleanup hitter for the Colt 45s.
Yeah, Shima Bukuro tagging on his first strikeout of the night. Struck out swinging. Andrew Mora, as we mentioned, just cooled off a little bit. But still a very dominant hitter. And he can hit the ball far, as you mentioned. So getting that knockout punch on him is really crucial. Keeping him off the bases and keeping runners from advancing with Mikowski in scoring position as well.
First pitch to DeCagno. Misses low for ball one. Right-hand hitter with the socks up high. Open stance deep in the box. Shima Bukuro comes set, checks the runner back at second. That's Rogowski. Here's the 1-0. This is low and in for ball two. Two balls and no strikes at the right-hand hitting DeCagno, who has also kind of slowed down offensively since that 4th of July weekend. I believe he went 5 for 14 or 5 for 12, something to that effect, as he hits this one in the air toward left. But foul down the left side. Two balls and one strike now. A loud foul ball.
Yeah, and a great swing there by Dom DeCagno, as you mentioned. Just another heavy hitter who can, a designated hitter every once in a while as well for the Colt 45s. He's holding up left field tonight, but Definitely a great batter, and he can get a hold of him, as we just saw there. Just couldn't keep that one between the lines either.
And he is leading the team with a 4.13 average as he chases this breaking ball down for strike two, but just not as many RBIs or anything recently. He's still getting 1 to 2 hits at least every night, but just nothing crazy. No extra base hits, as we saw a couple weeks ago where he had a large handful of extra base hits. Now the 2-2 misses high. Breaking ball didn't catch the top of the zone.
And this is just the fourth batter for both Shima Bukuro and also Trey Bennett. And a lot of pitches thrown, though, in just the four batters they have seen so far. A lot of foul balls, a lot of full counts, and a couple of hits as well allowed.
Here's the payoff. Chopped foul toward the on-deck circle. He chased a breaking ball. And the center fielder, Gurulas, playing shallow and pulled toward left a little bit. In case DeCagno dumps one in shallow center, can hopefully gun down Rogowski trying to score. Lots of pitches thrown in the respective first innings for both of these starting pitchers. As Shima Bukuro comes set, the payoff delivery with two outs is hit in the air toward right. Playable for the right fielder, O'Rourke. He'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number three. And the side is retired. The Colt 45s threaten, but they fail to score as we head to the top of the second inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto, homeowners, life, business, RV or boat insurance, as well as other recreational vehicles. If you qualify as a California Good Driver, you could get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-222-2306.
this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. And I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field. Leading things off here in this inning was Trenton Ford as he first pitch swing lines it into left for a base hit. The leadoff man is aboard. Ford, Anderson, and Poitras do up for the Novato Knicks here in the scoreless top of the second. Sticky the rest of the way through the second. Here's Spencer Schlange.
Thank you, Jacob. And, yeah, as you mentioned, a great-looking hit there from Trenton Ford. Just really roped it out in the left field over the shortstop and over the third baseman easily, and he's able to make an easy stand-up single. And now up with a runner on is Anderson, as Trey will miss this one. It looks like Trey Bennett will miss this one inside for ball one. Scoreless through the first inning here, but the second hit in a row for the leadoff in the inning for the Novato Knicks. Bennett kicks and deals the 1-0 as this one's fouled back at the screen. It'll even up the count at 1-1.
And both starting pitchers in the first inning allowed the leadoff man to get aboard, but then a strikeout and a flyout were two of the three outs recorded.
Yeah, so definitely just cleaning up some traffic on the bases here early, but no runners progressing and dangerous as Anderson takes a big slice at this great dipping pitch from Trey Bennett, and that'll bring the count to 1-2.
Yeah, fooled on the breaking ball there. A little 12-6 curve dropped low and in and just came up empty on it. Went fishing, just nothing to show for it.
Absolutely. Nicole 45's a double play depth here. They're infield. Trey Bennett looking to retire Anderson here, as this one's going to miss just a little low and outside, it seems. Even up the count at 2-2.
Zanny tried to bring it back into the zone and frame it, but it was just off the plate.
Yeah, definitely a close one there. As the count now levels at 2-2. Decent lead from Trenton Ford on first base. Checks back as this one's chopped way out into the parking lot as well. Out to the right side over the... And it sounds like a little tinker off of a car as well. So not ideal here for the fans at Tiger Field, especially those who parked in that general area. But now you get what you pay for sure.
Got to be aware of where you park out here for sure. The infield shifted to hole on the right-hand hitter, and there's a huge hole on the right side with Mora holding on the runner forward.
Here's the 2-2 deal from Bennett. It's going to be strike three. Got him looking. It looked like it might have been a little low, but regardless, he's going to be out. That'll be Bennett's second strikeout of the night. He's got one swinging and one looking now as Anderson just watches that one go by.
Yeah, one forward, one backward K for the lefty. And now Poitras to the plate.
And Poitras on the night. No action yet so far in left field, but he's sure we'll have plenty of that here with the Colt 45s hitting out towards that left field very often. Looking to do some damage here and try to advance Trenton Ford at least in the scoring position, as this one will be missed for ball one.
Now Poitras, another right-hand hitter in this Novato Knick lineup, both lineups featuring only one left-handed hitter. with Mertz for the Knicks and Mora for the 45s.
So this one's going to go low, just about skipped off the plate a little bit. Zane does a good job keeping it in front of him, but a little hole here for Trey Bennett. 2-0 count now. And again, if you're Poitras, your biggest thing is just trying to advance forward on. Don't try his very best to not hit anything in the infield, hit into any double plays, and retire the inning early for themselves. They're in a decent position here, so we'll see how this pitch goes. Trey Bennett, the 2-0, swing back and fouled off the screen. So I'll bring the count back a little bit. It's 2-1. A lot of foul balls we've seen so far tonight. A little bit of dead time and extra pitches being thrown from either side so far just here in the top of the second.
Yeah, Bennett a ground ball away from being done with the inning after the leadoff single.
Here's the 2-1 from Bennett. Swing and a miss. Runner's going. The throw, it's going to be just down. It's going to go out to the outfield. It looks like Ford's going to think about going to third base, but he's going to make his way back to second. So it will be a stolen base there for Trenton Ford. And a swing and a miss from Poitras. So it'll be 2-2 count. And it's a good looking throw from Zanny, but sliding in second base was Trenton Ford. And it looked like Dylan Green had to get out of the way. Couldn't quite make the grab. But this go far enough out into the outfield to where center fielder Rogowski had to make any chase to it. They were able to collect and get it back into the infield before Trenton could get into third base territory and just 90 feet away from scoring the first run of the game.
That was a great job by Rogowski to back up that throw, reading it well. Here's a 2-2. Swing and a miss.
Perfect. And that'll be out number two. Another strikeout there for Trey Bennett. As we mentioned, his third of the night now. He's got two swinging and one looking, but we got a runner in scoring position here with two outs down. And up comes Meyer, the catcher in tonight's game for the Novato Knicks.
Catcher number 20, Weston
Meyer to the plate. And for Rogowski backing up that play on that throw, it just caromed off of Dylan Green's glove, and Rogowski came up throwing as he made his way into shallow center field and then was able to make a throw down to second base. This one skips past Danny, and taking third on the wild pitch is Trent Ford. It's now a 1-0 count on Meyer. Just a sensational play by Rogowski. It's a small thing that really keeps your team, you know, in a competitive nature as the game progresses. But now there's a runner at third with two outs, and it's up to Trey Bennett to get Weston Meyer out.
Yeah, absolutely. The 1-0 count here. Here's the pitch from Trey Bennett on Meyer. It's going to be just a little high. It'll be a 2-0 count. Trey Bennett has his work cut out for him here. As you mentioned, that wild pitch on that first pitch here in the series, or in this at-bat, between Trey Bennett and Meyer will advance Trenton Ford onto third base now and in dangerous scoring position here. But with two outs down, it's a make-or-break situation as the 2-0 goes inside as well, which will bring the count to 3-0 as Meyer has to take a step back to avoid being hit by that one.
And Trenton Ford over there at third base with, again, the lefty Bennett on the hill, back turned toward third base, a little bit inverted from what we normally see with a right-hand pitcher. He's dancing off the bag over there at third.
Here's the 3-0, and it's going to be low again, so it's going to be a four-pitch walk there for Trey Bennett. Not ideal, and it's going to put runners on the corners as Weston Meyer, with his good eye, gets a free trip to first base. And up to bat at the bottom of the lineup tonight comes Garolas, who is going to have runners on the corners and two outs down for a payout at bat here.
Yeah, the Novato Knicks threatening with two men aboard. They have a chance to scratch across the first run. Bennett in that last outing, he gave up four runs in five innings. Hopefully he doesn't get even closer to that here. He's one out away from getting out of the inning as this one's hit foul out of play down the first base side for a long and loud strike one.
And Bennett here, that's a good thing. We've seen a lot of foul balls tonight, as mentioned. That's a good thing just to get him ahead early in the count. Runners on the corners, be surprised to see Meyer going here. But a little bit of a lead here. As this one's going to hit right at Meyer, it's going to be a base hit, and that will score a run. The Novato Knicks now are going to get a run across here in the top of the second inning, and runners now, it'll be a single for Garolas, just a stand-up single, split the gap between the first and second baseman, and it'll advance Meyer to second base as well. So we got runners on first and second, and Trenton Ford will come across for the first run of the game tonight.
You got to be good to be lucky and lucky to be good, and that was the definition of that right there. It was a chopped to the right of Mora, who is holding on the runner at first. So as the pitch is thrown and Bennett goes into his windup, he moves to his right on the rim of the infield grass, and it was just beyond his reach that was chopped this ball in the dirt, smothered by Zanny for ball one to the right end, hitting Caleb Ford, who got on via the single his last time up. Runners at first and second now. The outfield shaded toward left, and just Dylan Green and Mora not quite able to get to that baseball, and then now it's a 1-0 game here in the top of the second.
Yeah, and one that was just kind of hit right at his teammate, Garlas, hit it right up towards Meyer, and Meyer's able to stay in front of that ball. This one's fouled back into the parking lot yet again. And it's going to, I think it's going to make a bounce and keep itself from hitting the car or anything like that. That's going to even the count at 1-1 with one runner in scoring position and Garlas on first as well with two outs down here. At the top of the lineup, as mentioned, we have Ford. That is Caleb Ford. That is, as Trenton Ford came around to score earlier in the inning. Here's the pitch. Right down Broadway, and runner comes back. It's a good-looking pick from Zanny there. Mora makes a good grab, but Garlas is able to make his way back, but it'll be a 1-2 count regardless here. And now Trey Bennett's looking to retire the inning here with minimal damage.
Andrew Mora running a little out route toward the first baseline right there on the back pick from Zanny, and Mora getting to it and getting to the baseball in time and getting to the bag in time was Garulas.
As this is a little wild pitch, Zanny does a good job keeping it in front of him. This is going to be right under the feet of Caleb Ford. And that'll bring the count to two apiece. We got 2-2 count here. It's going to be important that Trey Bennett doesn't give any free pass here for Caleb Ford and load the bases with two outs down. This Tiger Field has been shaded rather quickly tonight as we are heading into late July, just about a week out from the month of August here. As this 2-2 pitch is going to go just outside, not entirely sure where that one missed, but it's going to be a full count here regardless.
Yeah, it looked like it caught the top corner toward that left-hand batter's box, but Jose Diaz did not think so.
Here's the payoff pitch. It's going to be swung out here. It's going to make its way to Mark Anthony Carroll. He's going to try to make the pick here, and it's a great grab from Mora. It's going to be a 6-3 putout. The Novato Knicks score one and leave two stranded off a couple hits. It'll be 1-0 here heading into the bottom of the second inning.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on all different sorts of insurance. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California, as we enter the bottom of the second inning. Your Colt 45s are due up here. We have John Handy, Dylan Green, and Sam Marr in the middle of the lineup here. They trail 1-0 to the Novato Knicks as Trenton Ford came around to score at the top of the second last inning. Left a runner on first and second, able to retire the inning with Mark Anthony Carroll making that put out to Andrew Mora. Here at the bottom of the second, your Colt 45's trail with a score of 0-1. Up to bat is John Handy. As the shade is pretty much taken over Tiger Field entirely here, as this first pitch will be strike one. Good looking pitch there on John Handy from Chima Bakuro. Another quick pitch. This one's going to be just high. It'll even up the count at one apiece. John Handy, the designated hitter tonight for the Colt 45s, as he's going to hit one way back. It's going to die, though, a little bit. A little too much arc on that one. It's going to make its way out in the second field. It's going to, or center field, rather. And it's going to be out number one here. It's going to, making the squeeze out in center field will be Garalas, who hit a single in the last inning, which was actually an RBI single.
KTNR, Shasta Redding.
So it was a great-looking hit there from John Handy, but it just seemed to die kind of a little more arc than depth, and it's going to drop right into the hands of Garalas, into the glove for out number one, and up to bat now is Dylan Green, as this one's going to get chopped back into the parking lot yet again for another foul ball. Be a 0-1 count here. Dylan Green, the second baseman tonight for the Colt 45s, looking to get on base and get this line moving as he takes a pitch inside to even up the count at 1-1. Chima Bakuro takes a pitch here. This one might be able to get under. Unfortunately, it's not going to find any dead space, and it's going to be a fly out to the second baseman. Good backtracking there is Trenton Ford, who has come around and scored, and now he is going to make a squeeze for his first defensive play on the night for the Novato Knicks. And now Sam Marr comes up with two outs down, nobody on, trying to salvage something, maybe start a two-out rally here. Sam Marr playing third base tonight. Looking to get something going here in the bottom of the second. Big swing and a miss. It's a good-looking swing from Marr, but was fooled by Chima Bakuro. And that'll be an 0-1 count to start off here. Here's the 0-1 deal. Just low. It'll even up the count at 1-1. And the lefty, Chima Bakuro, just one strikeout so far, but he's made quick work of this Colt 45's offense. A very active offense this season, as this one's going to be low again, but no rush to get in front of it with no one on. It'll be the count to 2-1. He's made quick work of this very active and aggressive Colt 45's offense this season. They have scored a lot of runs this year, very similar to last season, where they've had a great campaign yet again, just 5 losses on the year and 30 wins with just a few more to go. That's another big swing and a miss here from Sam Marr. If he's making contact, these are going a long ways, but unfortunately, Chima Bakuro has him fooled again, and that'll even up the count at 2-2, and now we got a pitch that could retire the inning here, 3 up and 3 down. Chima Bakuro with the pitch. It's going to be fouled back, and we will do it again. 2-2 the count here still. So we've gotten a fly out to right field and a fly out to the second baseman, so both into that, or center field and second baseman, rather, so in that same area. And struck out looking, Chima Bakuro is going to get Sam Marr. He swung at the first two, and he watches the third one go by. This will be 3 up and 3 down. It is 1-0 in favor of the Novato Knicks here through 2 innings. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or business, RV, boat, and other recreational vehicles. If you qualify as California Good Driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306 for a free quote today. That's 530-222-2306.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California, as we enter the top of the third inning. Your Colt 45's trail, the Novato Knicks, the score of 1-0. Due up is Rurki, Mertz, and Lenciani for the top of the third here for the Novato Knicks. Let's take you the rest of the way through the third. Here is Jacob Green.
Thank you, Spencer. As O'Rourke takes a called strike one, Bennett dropped a breaking ball in there here in this 1-0 top of the third inning. Another breaking ball misses up and away to even up the count at one ball and one strike. As darkness has started to fall, the lights have come on, but innings away still from taking full effect on this nice and chill Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball. This pitch is taken on the outside corner for called strike two. One ball and two strikes. The right hand hitting O'Rourke deep in the box and open stance as the lefty Bennett winds and deals. A breaking ball misses upstairs to even up the count at two balls and two strikes. Nobody on the left side of the infield shifted to pull the 2-2. It's a ground ball toward Moore at first. He'll gobble it up and take it to the bag himself on the three unassisted for out number one.
Yeah, the routine play there. Ground ball, just like you practice in T-ball. Just a ground ball right up to your glove. Pocket it and make a tag on the bag. Great job there. Just staying true to the basics there is Andrew Mora for out number one.
That's really what sets Mora apart from a lot of other first basemen is the fundamentals that he has. And I didn't talk about it too much in the last inning or so, but on that 6-3 play from Mark Anthony Carroll as the left hand hitting Mertz takes a called strike on the outside corner. It was in the 5-6 hole, and Carroll, again showing off the range and the absolute cannon that he has, but it was picked at the other end by Andrew Mora. Just dug it out of the dirt, and that's just something you need from a first baseman as Mertz takes a called strike two on the off-speed pitch. Here in this left-on-left matchup, the outfield shaded toward left. The 0-2 delivery from Bennett as he peers over the glove, now winds and deals. Swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Mertz is retired via the K for out number two.
Yeah, and that'll be strikeout number four for Trey Bennett on the night. I know I mentioned before in pregame, I'd love to see Trey Bennett get some K's to his name tonight, and he has really done that so far, looking great. And as you mentioned again, just the fundamentals from this Colt 45's defense is a great reason. Andrew Moore specifically, but yeah, just more broadly, the entire team this campaign, they've played some great defense. Only a couple times this year they've given up double digits worth of runs, which is a lot of runs, of course, but just a very good season. They keep winning games, and a lot of it has to do with their defense.
I think they have a little bit of a bitter taste in their mouth as well after that 19-2 loss back on Thursday. I believe it was actually Wednesday, my apologies. Here's a 1-0 to the right-hand hitting Lencioni. Takes a huge credit miss at a breaking ball to even up the count at one ball and one strike. And they just want to bounce back after that. They're playing 500 ball in the last four games. They're 2-2 in the last four, which is not something characteristic of this ball club. The 1-1, swing and a miss again. Got him to fish the breaking ball down again. One ball and two strikes.
Yeah, and I will say, as we mentioned earlier again pregame, I've called a lot of Trey Bennett games this year, probably more than any other pitcher. But this is the most calm and comfortable and confident I have seen him on the mound so far this season.
So 1-2 misses upstairs to even up the count at two balls and two strikes. Yeah, it's great to see from the lefty. He's only given up one run, just a shaky second inning. Here's the 2-2 delivery with two outs. Breaking ball misses low to fill the count at three balls and two strikes. For Mr. Bennett, who's coming off the loss against the Fresno Athletics, who the Colt 45s went 3-2 against on the season. They lost one of those road games, and then they lost one here at Tiger Field. The payoff delivery is hit in the air towards center. Rogowski giving chase right in front of the track, playable for him. That baseball dies out there, and he will squeeze it for out number three. The side is retired. The Knicks go 1-2-3 as we head to the bottom of the third. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, just call or text Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306 for a free quote today. Again, that's 530-222-2306. 1-800-606.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver Discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until the renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. Due up is Brandon Zaney, Mark Anthony Carroll, and then the top of the order in Trajan Rogowski to the plate. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. It's great to have you with us here on a Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. It's the fellow Red Hawk, Phoenix, Oregon, from Simpson University, the catcher Brandon Zaney to the plate, doing the catching tonight as he watches a breaking ball right through the heart for a called strike one. Jacob Green joined here by Spencer Schlange. Thanks for tuning in. Here's the 0-1. It's a breaking ball grounded toward the third baseman, gobbled up by Mertz, and he throws across for the 5-3 putout. That's out number one.
Powerful throw there from Mertz. Really collected himself, had a little nice little hop into it. He knew he had time as he collected that one quick and just really just rips it in there to the first baseman. I believe that's Anderson out there to make the grab and out number one here early. Colt 45 is looking to get something on the board here.
And Zaney, being a catcher, not the fastest guy around, is Shimabukuro. My goodness. Delivering to Carroll, tried to go too fast there, end up flubbing the pronunciation. Well, there's a ball. And now evens up the count after nailing a fastball in there to even up the count at 1-1. Some activity out in the bullpen for the Novato Knicks as Shimabukuro winds and deals. A breaking ball hit toward the gap in right center, but it's going to be cut off by the right fielder on the back end. Carroll around first. Digging for a second, the throw in is not going to be in time. Wide of the bag, and Mark Anthony Carroll, with a head first slide, has himself a double. And there it is. We know how much Mark Anthony Carroll likes to hit from the bottom of the lineup, and there it is tonight. He's now 1-for-1.
Yeah, and you can't complain there, getting that double. I really thought he was going to be dead meat there, making his run to second, but that throw not online as it looked like it was going to be at first, and He rounded the base well, got a good step, and he's able to turn that into a double just in time, as you mentioned, for the top of the lineup here with Trajan Rogowski having runners in scoring position to start.
And the throw from Rulos was just offline and toward the first base side. And easily Mark Anthony Carroll getting in there with a head first slide, getting his uniform dirty. That's Rogowski battling here. As Shimabukuro winds and deals a breaking ball to even up the count at 1-1. Move the count to no balls and 2 strikes, I believe. And no balls and 2 strikes now on the center fielder, Rogowski. Here's the 0-2 with Carroll at second. Breaking ball, misses wide. Makes the count 1-2. Rogowski steps back in, waves the bat back and forth. Now readies as Shimabukuro comes set, checks Carroll back at second, kicks and deals the 1-2. Breaking ball on the inside corner, ring him up, strike 3 called. Rogowski knew it. He was headed back to the dugout before Jose Dia, the home plate umpire, fully rung him up.
Yeah, and a little shake of the head there from Rogowski, knowing the second he holds back and he's like, shoot, that was definitely in the strike zone for sure. We've all been there. at any level, there's something that you know you should have taken a swing at for sure, and some the opposite as well, and Rogowski knew that time. And as you mentioned, Shima Bakuro has done a great job getting those breaking balls to drop into the zone and really confuse these batters, but not a game over yet for Colt 45s in this inning.
Now the right-hand hitting Rafael to the plate. He takes a ball in the dirt for ball one, and that was where Rogowski was just completely fooled on the breaking ball. He was looking for something else and ended up seeing that breaking ball drop in there. And just a great pitch from Shima Bakuro. Give credit where credit is due as far as the southpaw is concerned. Here's the 1-0 from Shima Bakuro as he checks Carroll back at second. Now kicks and deals. Just misses to make the count 2 balls and no strikes.
Yeah, with 2 outs down, you have to assume anything into this outfield, Rafael, or Mark Anthony Carroll, rather, will be making his way home. So Rafael's just looking to punch anything out there that he can, but it's got to find some open space.
Now the 2-0 catches the bottom corner of the zone to even up, to move the count to 2 balls and 1 strike. With 1 out and the runner at second, Carroll, he's in scoring position, the tying run in this ball game with the Colt 45s down 1-0 here in this bottom of the third. The 2-1 is chopped toward the third baseman, Mertz, who handles it, throws across, picked at the other end by Anderson, and the side is retired. A fantastic 5-3 putout, and the Colt 45s strand one. They score none after the double from Mark Anthony Carroll. As we head to the top of the fourth inning, tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Sherman Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners, life, business, RV or boat, and other recreational vehicle insurance. If you qualify as a California Good Driver, you could get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-222-2306 for a free quote. That's 530-222-2306.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Shadows covering the whole field now with the clouds throwing all sorts of pinks and purples around us on a wonderful Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball. It's a 1-0 ball game here in the top of the fourth inning. Due up is Ford, Anderson, and Poitras for the Novato Knicks facing off against the southpaw Trey Bennett. And to take you the rest of the way through the fourth inning, here's my colleague Spencer Schlange.
Thank you, Jacob. And yeah, as you mentioned here, we enter the top of the fourth inning. Due up is Trenton Ford, the one runner to come around and score tonight so far after a single back in the second inning. He's looking to do that again, make his way around with some help from his teammates, of course. And Trey Bennett looking to reduce that and limit some damage here and make sure he gets his way around and gets the Colt 45s back on offense as soon as possible. And to open the inning, here's Trey Bennett. And it's going to be missed just outside for a 1-0 count to start off here. As Jacob mentioned, the cloud covering now. The sun is set, and it's making its way through as Trey Bennett will even up the count with a pitch right down Broadway, even up the count 1-1. The sun is set, and it's made its way through here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, and the lights are beginning to take a more important factor here as this one misses just low from Bennett. And Trenton Ford is in favor here of the count, 2-1. Bennett on the night with 4 strikeouts to his name, 3 swinging, and he's retired a batter looking as well. As here's the 2-1, misses just high, it's going to bring the count to 3-1. And Bennett now at risk of Ford getting a free pass to first base, which you don't want to see as he came around and scored in the second inning, as I mentioned. Here's the 3-1, swing, and it's going to be fouled back off the screen, and it'll bring a full count. We'll have a payoff pitch pending here. Full count here in a 1-0 ball game with no outs here at the top of the fourth. Trey Bennett looking to retire and keep the bases clean and empty. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung at. It's going to make its way to Mark Anthony Carroll. Anthony Carroll, we've seen this before, makes a beautiful throw to Andrew Moore, and it'll be a 6-3 putout to open the inning here. One out down. It's a great job just collected on the back end of the infield by Mark Anthony Carroll, and he makes the little crow hop into the throw to Andrew Moore. Andrew Moore makes a good pick, and that'll be out number one. Start this top of the fourth. Now batting for the Novato Knicks will be Max Anderson, the first baseman on the night. He struck out swinging, or struck out looking, rather, back in the second inning. As he takes a spur, he will be hit by this pitch. Trey Bennett let that one get away from him a little bit, and just in one pitch, Max Anderson will make his way to first base for free.
Hey, folks, we have a couple of baskets here.
Matt Anderson. So Matt Anderson hit by pitch on the first pitch of the at-bat, and he will be on first base now as we have Poitras making his way in. He struck out swinging back in the second inning as well. Poitras out in left field tonight. It's Trey Bennett looking to clean up, and it's a big swing and a miss there from Poitras. And that will bring the count to 0-1. As Matt Anderson was hit by a pitch, and earlier in the inning, Trenton Ford hits out to Mark Anthony Carroll, who makes the put out to Andrew Mora, which we have seen plenty of times before. As this one, a little wild pitch, greatly handled by Zanny, and it's going to bring the count to 1-1. But one out down, one runner on, and a 1-1 count here in the top of the fourth. Poitras, the right-hander, waiting the pitch, and this one's going to go right down Broadway. The fastball, great. Caught him dead in his feet right there, dead in his stance. Great-looking pitch there from Trey Bennett. We'll bring the count to 1-2, and he is now just one strike away from getting the strikeout and retiring another batter, which would be the fourth consecutive inning, retiring a batter via the strikeout. That might have been it. They're going to say it's a ball. It's going to be a 2-2 count now.
I just missed the corner. It looked like it was strike three, but Jose Diaz thought differently. Now the 2-2 from Bennett as he comes set.
Yeah, definitely a close one there as Morris holding off Matt Anderson. This is going to be the swing and the miss, and it's going to be an out, a strikeout yet again. That's number five on the night of five strikeouts through 3 2/3 innings so far for Trey Bennett, looking great as ever. A little bit of traffic on the bases, as mentioned, in that hit by pitch by Anderson, but regardless, he has been hitting the knockout punch like no other today, looking a lot like Ty Cook last night.
And for Bennett, he had five strikeouts in his last outing where he only went five innings, so he's already through 3 2/3 with five strikeouts. He's at already a solid bounce back outing.
Yeah, it's another big swing and a miss, and Danny looks for the pick, and Moore makes a good play, but Anderson too quick to get back to the bag as the back pick was attempted for the second time so far. I think in the same situation with Meyer up to bat as well.
Yeah, I believe so as well. And Zanny, I mean, I don't think there's a catcher on this Colt 45 roster that back picks more than Brandon Zanny does.
And another swing and a miss. And Trey Bennett is really in the zone now. He's got these batters fooled. The fastball, the breaking ball, all of it's working for him tonight. Still trailing in this game. No hot bats yet for the Colt 45s, and just that one little stint in the second inning, allowing a run to come across. But he's got an 0-2 count. He's looking to strike out another, which would make his sixth through four innings here and would retire the inning with Anderson stranded on first base. Here's the 0-2 deal. Swing and a miss. He got him, and that is going to be a sixth strikeout. Back-to-back strikeouts there for Trey Bennett, and that will bring the top of the fourth to an end. The Colt 45 is able to limit the damage, just one run allowed so far. One runner left on base off that hit-by-pitch, but regardless, no one will come around and score. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance for business, RV, boat, and other recreational vehicles. If you qualify as California Good Driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306 for a free quote today. That's 530-222-2306.
With my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California, as we enter the bottom of the fourth inning. Due up for your Colt 45s in a 1-0 game as they trail is Andrew Mora, followed by Don DeCanio, and the designated hitter on the night, John Handy. So 3, 4, and 5 on the lineup tonight as they trail 1-0. We have a new pitcher in relief for Shima Bakuro. It will be Julian Brennick. And it looks like, if I'm not mistaken, Julian Brennick out of the College of Marin. So California College, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, College of Marin right there near Novato. I believe College of Marin might actually be in Novato. Could be wrong. It's a little bit northeast of my home area. So out there towards Sausalito, and actually Sausalito where Bill King, legendary A's radio announcer, used to live, as this one's hit back into the bocce courts behind us for strike one to the left-hand hitting Andrew Mora. For Shima Bakuro, he went three innings, one hit, no runs, one walk, and two strikeouts. The 0-1 misses low and in to even up the count at one ball and one strike.
Yeah, Brennick just getting his feet wet here, obviously. Obviously, doesn't have too much time to get situated, obviously some warm-up throws, but Andrew Mora, not the guy you want to have your first at-bat with, as he will hit this one into deep center. It'll see if giving chase to it. It's going to be a great grab at the wall. That'll be Garolas making the first out of the inning look easy, and a very good-looking hit from Andrew Mora. It's going to be out number one on the night.
Yeah, Garolas chasing that one toward the gap right near the Tiger Field scoreboard out there on the run, about shoulder height. And on the backhand as well, just a great play by the center fielder getting deep into the alley.
Yeah, Garolas just able to throw that glove up and come down with the ball, making it look very routine, as we see a lot from this Colt 45s team. But as of recently, we've seen some great defensive efforts from the opponents with the Fresno Athletics, the Peloteros, all those great teams. And so far tonight, the Knicks have looked very good defensively as well, as this one will miss wide, 1-0 count on Dom DeCanio.
Yeah, and Alameda Anchors, too, to name another, that came to town and stole one in that weekend series.
Yeah, we've seen some great baseball, as this one's going to go right down Broadway and even up the count at 1-1. The month of July was definitely a little more exciting. The month of June, we saw just straight dominance and a lot of lopsided games, but obviously in favor of the home team, which you can't complain too much about. But up here in the booth, it's always a little more fun to call a game a little more back and forth, as this one's going to be down in the dirt and trapped well by catcher Meyer.
Yeah, even in a loss, it's still fun to call a game that's a lot more competitive, or at least different from the typical ball game, especially when it's some sort of a barn burner like we've seen here and there with this lethal Colt 45 offense. Here's a 2-1 from the righty, misses upstairs for ball three. And when you do what we do, as long as it's engaging for the listener at the end of the day, that's really the main goal, which, Spencer, congrats to you on, I mean, just getting your reps in, getting better throughout the year, just learning the rhythm of the game. It's very hard to just show up and start doing what you did in a fantastical manner.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. As this one's going to get fouled off, and it'll fill up the count for Brennick and DeConio, and that will be a payout pitch pending. And, yeah, definitely as a soccer player myself, not much of a baseball player, played when I was little, but still love enjoying the game, love learning, and it's been a great experience, a first experience, rather. And I will say, as we touched on earlier, one of my favorite games, believe it or not, was last week's game against the Fresno Athletics, which is the only game I've called so far that the Colt 45s actually ended up losing. But as this pitch is going to be just outside, and it's going to be a full-count walk for Dom DeConio, he will make his way on the first base, and Brennick will walk his second batter of the night, or his first batter, but the second batter he faced will be walked. But yeah, just one of my favorite games is the ones they end up losing, just because you love to see the fireworks, close games. Again, the Alameda Anchors, as you mentioned, just a great series all the way through. All three of those games were really close and tightly matched, and just some great ball we've seen all summer. And the closer the game, the more fun it is up here for us at the booth, and I think for the audience and the fans as well.
Yeah, and to geek out a little bit from the broadcasting side of things as well, just when it's a different rhythm and it's a lot more dynamic, you can relay that over the airwaves as Handy fouls this one off out of play for strike one into the parking lot. And it's just a lot more fun to do that than, you know, a typical, if it's an 8-0 game, you just kind of run out of stuff to say at some point. There's no dynamic you're relaying over the airwaves.
Yeah, and most definitely as Brennick will get swinging. It looks like looking to make the back pick there was Meyer, but he's going to lose control a little bit, and it's going to be safe still at first. Holding down first is DeConio, but it will be a 1-1 or an 0-2 count, rather, as Handy took a swing and a miss at that one.
That's just the beauty of the game of baseball. Every pitch, every batter in a game like this matters because it's 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. But when it's a 18-4 ball game, you're kind of just waiting for the innings to tick down.
Yeah, most definitely. Runners going here on a wild pitch, and it will be a free pass to second for DeConio. He got a free pass to first, and now he will get a rather free pass to second, as this count will also bring its way back to 1-2. A little wild pitch there from Brennick, still getting his feet under him, and Meyer does a good job keeping it in front of him for the most part, but it's not enough to hold DeConio on first. He's going to make his way to second. Now we have a runner in scoring position with just one out down.
Yeah, and it looks like that pitch just completely slipped out of his hand. And he's lucky that ended up as close to the plate as it did. Breaking ball misses up and in to even up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And let's get a break in the action here. The catcher, Meyer, is going to make his way out and talk things over with Brennick just to make sure they're on the same page. Settle him back in there, as you said, Spencer, just getting his feet under him still. But he's now up against a very powerful hitter in John Handy. And these are the types of games we live for as broadcasters. It's a 1-0 game, tying run in scoring position with one out. There's just a lot on the line, and every little thing matters versus a game where there's a lot bigger gap and you're just seeing one team dominate the other.
Absolutely, and not to mention real quick, just Chima Bakuro had a very solid night, so it's as the 2-2 deal here is going to be hit hard out, but John Handy has a chance of going. It's going to bounce off the wall and skip all the way back in. Coming around to score will be Dom DeConio, and it's going to be a stand-up double there from John Handy. Just pipes it all the way out to the wall, and it's going to make a nice hop off the bottom of the wall and skip back towards the infield. And it's going to be a stand-up double there for John Handy and an RBI. Get DeConio around. We now have a 1-1 ball game, folks.
Yeah, it's a whole new ball game now, all knotted up at one apiece. And John Handy hit that one on the screws off the wall. And the left fielder for the Nevada Knicks, Poitras, who played right field last night. I believe played right field last night at least. Was unable to get to that baseball and it just skipped right past him. All the way into shallow left field where he had to quickly play it back. But if that was cleanly handled, as this one's fouled back toward the front of the gate here at Tiger Field out of play for strike one. He's able to cleanly play that carom off the wall. He had a chance to catch it, but just it was hit on a line and unable to get to it quick enough with not a lot of air time to get to it. And maybe makes a quick throw in to hold the runners at first and third, but just not quite sure. Handy made a great turn at first and got into second easily with the stand-up double, though.
Yeah, just a great hit from Handy. Definitely not much that Poitras could do there. It looks like he will be hit by a pitch. Dylan Green there in an 0-1 count will be hit by a pitch. And that will be the second free pass Rennick will give up here to start off. And as I was mentioning before this, now we have a runner on first and John Handy as well in scoring position on second, but just one out down here at the bottom of the fourth in a 1-1 ball game. I was mentioning Shuma Bakuro actually played a pretty solid, like obviously a clean sheet, didn't get too many strikeouts and just allowed one hit on the night. So nothing ridiculous, one hit, one walk on the night. So definitely a tough decision for the coaching staff to make, just trying to get players their reps, as this one's going to get hit straight up into the air. It looks like it's going to make its way under the first baseman, kind of lost this one. It will be gathered by the first baseman. It'll be a fly out to the third baseman. That'll be, or first baseman, rather, sorry. It'll be Matt Anderson making that grab for out number two, and runners will hold on first and second, of course.
Yeah, just a mile-high pop-up, and I believe the infield fly rule was actually called, which I'm not even going to get into explaining that rule. There was one out, and it's an automatic out, essentially, if the umpire calls it. So even if the first baseman dropped that baseball, and as Anderson over there at first, it would have not mattered. But two outs now with runners at first and second, and I see a green and gold jersey in the crowd. I also see an Oakland jersey, which I love to see as an avid Oakland A fan, as Zanny takes a ball one. But that gold jersey out there sitting on the third base side is a Nick Kurtz jersey, who, again, was the first rookie to go to have four homers in a game. He went 6-for-6 with a single, a double, four home runs, 19 total bases. And Zanny lines a ground ball to the third baseman Mertz, gobbled up by him, throws across in time for the 5-3 putout. I'll get back to that next inning as we head to the top of the fifth.
Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or business, RV, boat, and other recreational vehicles. If you qualify as California Good Driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306 for a free quote. That's 530-222-2306.
And we're all knotted up at one now as we head to the fifth inning with Trey Bennett out there facing off against Novato Nick Ball Club.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until the renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. As we enter the top of the fifth inning, we have a knotted up 1-1 ball game here. As the bottom of the lineup are due up for the Novato Knicks, it'll be Garlos, followed by the top of the lineup in Caleb Ford and a rookie. Let's take you the rest of the way through the fifth inning. Here's Jacob Green.
Thank you, Spencer. And yeah, as always, it's great to have you with us here on a Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball. O'Rourke, Gurulos rather, leading things off, followed up by Ford and O'Rourke. He takes a huge cut and a miss at strike one out of the zone. Homer, the mascot for this Colt 45 ball club, had us doing the wave as we ended last inning, and then also between innings here, and the wave invented by Crazy George. Here's a ground ball toward the 5-6 hole on the backhand. Carroll gobbles it up, throws across, and more of it, the extension at the other end. Handles it cleanly for the 6-3 putout.
And as mentioned even before in the last inning, that is just something, the 6-3 putout, something we have seen all year, especially with Carroll holding up that shortstop place. He makes it look easier than anyone I've seen do it so far this campaign. And Andrew Mora just as reliable as it gets out there on first base.
And that's why the ball clubs, the major league ball clubs, invest in first baseman, because it just makes the rest of your infield better. As Bennett delivers a breaking ball on a hop inside the right-hand hitting Caleb Ford, who's 1-for-2 tonight with a single and a ground ball. Speaking of investment in first baseman. Here's a 1-0, hit foul toward the bullpen down the first base side. Evens up the count. Moves the count to no balls and two strikes. I was actually incorrect on that. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. I was right the first time. I shouldn't have second-guessed myself. Thanks for the hand signals there, Spence. Here's the 1-1 at the bottom of the zone. That's strike two now. One ball and two strikes. The Oakland Athletics first baseman, Nick Kurtz, a rookie. He's played in a little over 60 games on the 2025 campaign. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Skips past Zanny to even up the count at two balls and two strikes to the right end, hitting Ford. And Kurtz last night in Houston, Texas, against the Astros, four homers, a double, a single, eight RBIs, and 19 total bases. It's arguably the greatest offensive night that baseball has ever seen in its 150-year history. I do not remember the previous player's name, but the previous player had basically the same stat line, but was one RBI shorter than Mr. Nick Kurtz. Here's the 2-2 from the lefty Bennett. It's a line shot into right field for a base hit where Rafael will play it back. And that's the second hit of the night for Caleb Ford, the Novato Knicks leadoff man, as he pokes the other way. That will bring up Nicholas O'Rourke, who's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out tonight. But Kurtz last night missed five homers on the night. That double was about 2 feet shy of getting over the wall out there in Houston toward the Crawford boxes in left field. And unfortunately for Nick Kurtz, just short of being the first ever player to have five homers in a game, which is unreal, as showing bunt here as O'Rourke fouls it off for strike one. Couldn't get it down. Sam Marr from third was crashing the boards as he throws some hand signals at Brandon Zanny, the catcher, letting him know he'll handle that bunt if it comes his way, with the right end hitting O'Rourke. And for Nick Kurtz, he still made history. He was the 20th Major League Baseball player to have four homers in a game, and also the first rookie to ever do it. Here's a ground ball toward Carroll at shortstop. Flips to second for one. The relay to first for the twin killing. In time, Taylor made 6-4-3, and the side is retired. We're halfway through our ballgame tonight here at Tiger Field, all knotted up at one. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, where he started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners, life, business, RV or boat, and other recreational vehicle insurance. If you qualify as a California good driver, you could get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-222-2306 for a free quote today. Again, that's 530-222-2306.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Hello, fans, and welcome back here to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schlange as we get some Sweet Caroline on the loudspeakers. It's going to be a new pitcher for these Novato Knicks. It's going to be John Joseph Spencer. I'm guessing he goes by J.J. Spencer, but Mr. John Joseph looks to be standing at about 6'3", some length on him, rocking the old school stirrups, knee high, black and white. He'll be facing off against Mark Anthony Carroll, Trajan Rogowski, and Colby Rafael to get things started here tonight in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the first pitch from the righty. This is low and away for ball one. Bounces it in there. Mark Anthony Carroll was last time up. Had that double. Ball tucked behind Spencer as he peers in, working from the first base side. Now comes set. Glove up by his head. The 1-0. Skip fast all the way to the screen, just a bit wide of the plate to make the count two balls and no strikes. A little bit of a sidewinding delivery for the righty. Just more of an angle with that right arm. Out of Simpson University. I believe that's where he'll be playing in the fall. The 1-1. This is wide. For ball three. On Carroll, who's made a handful of fantastic plays over there at shortstop in the hole. Here's a 3-0. Just misses outside, and Mr. Carroll works himself a free pass. The leadoff man is aboard.
Yeah, not great there from Spencer to start off, but he's just getting worked in, hopefully. Just a four-pitch walk there, and it's going to be a free pass for Carroll, as you mentioned. Now we're at the top of the lineup with no outs down with Trayson Rogowski.
For Rogowski, he's K'd and walked tonight. Carroll dancing off the bag at first, being held on by Anderson. It's the first pitch, as the lights have taken full effect here at Tagger Field on the backside of this ball game now. In the bottom of the fifth, all knotted up at one apiece. Mark Anthony Carroll at first. Got on base via the four-pitch walk. Here's the 0-1 from the righty, showing bunt as Rogowski pulls it back. He takes that pitch for a ball to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Julian Brennick went one inning. He followed in the footsteps of Shima Bukuro, who went the first three. Pickoff attempts on over first, not in time. Diving back is Carroll. For Mark Anthony Carroll on the year. As Rogowski gets his bunt down right in front of home plate, handled by the catcher, who will make the throw down to first for the 1-3 sacrifice bunt to get the runner over.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful bunt there from Rogowski. You just need a little bit more legs in it, but it looked like he was going to be safe for a second. He made a really good full sprint, made it about probably 85 to 87 of those 90 feet, maybe a step and a half late. A great heads-up play there also by the catcher. That would be Meyer making the throw, and Anderson gloving that one. But he advanced Carroll into a scoring position regardless, so he did his job, to say the least.
Yeah, beautiful bunt by Rogowski just to get the runner over. A little bit of small ball being played here. Takes away the double play as well. And I was going to say, Mark Anthony Carroll on the year, 11 for 13 on stolen bases. So he did have some speed, but no need with the sacrifice bunt. He's now at second base. A 1-0 count on the right end hitting Rafael, who's grounded out twice tonight after having a great night last night where he was 3 for 4 with 3 singles and 3 stolen bases. Here's the 1-0 from the righty. Huge cut and a miss to even up the count at one ball and one strike. John Joseph Spencer for this Novato Nick Ball Club. Bending at the waist and peering in. As Spencer comes set here in this 1-1 ball game in the bottom of the fifth, delivers a fastball just a bit high over, but a tad upstairs. Yeah, even count, two balls and one strike.
A close pitch there as well. Spencer hasn't missed too many. His first at bat was a little shaky with that four pitch walk to Carroll, but the last few have been looking pretty close. Looking like he's finding his footing here.
Now the 2-1 as Spencer comes set, checks the runner back at second. That's Carroll. Carroll with a huge secondary lead. This one's hit toward the gap, and it will get down for a base hit. It's going to skip past the center fielder all the way to the wall. Carroll will come to score. Rafael around second. Throw coming in through the cutoff band, and Rafael has himself a stand-up three-bagger as he celebrates right in front of the Colt 45 dugout. The Colt 45s have the one-run lead. That bunt paying off for these Colt 45s.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful triple from Colby Rafael. Just really got all of it going out center field. Kind of not all the way hitting opposite end, but hitting it into that center field there. As Homer leads the wave again through the crowd, and it's making its way back here. Just another lively night, and we've seen some offense. This is the first lead now for the Colt 45s on the night. And then the celebration with Marcelo Cortopassi, the third base coach, just love to see it as well. Colby Raphael just having a good time, a great triple. He ran his heart out there too, but didn't even have to slide his way into third. That's when you know he made a great hit.
As Mora takes a ball, now Rick Pacetti has hopped on the mic here to get the wave to keep going. We're up here in the booth on the third base side, and Spencer, who was the third base coach again? You said that name so smooth. I was actually...
It was Marcelo Cortopassi, one of my childhood plays. This one's going to be taken for a strike. It'll even up the count of 1-1 on Andrew Mora.
Cortopassi
with a good-looking pitch there.
Cortopassi, that's a Italian name, I'm guessing. I'd put a little bit of money on it. I'd throw a 20.
I'd put some money that you're right as well.
Every time I hear an Italian name in baseball, this one skips past the catcher. Clearance right back to the pitcher. Not a close one. He tried to glove flip it to the catcher to get Raphael in time, but Raphael will come in to score on the wild pitch. It caromed right off the backstop, all the way back where the pitcher Spencer charged in for it on the grass right in front of home plate, attempted the glove flip, but came up empty with no baseball, and Raphael split in to score. It's now a 3-1 ball game as the Colt 45s have put two on the board here. It's a 2-1 count now on Andrew Mora in a baseball game that has now been re-injected full of life as the crowd has gotten into it here.
Yeah, and a triple turning into a four-baser just off the same at-bat, essentially, or hitting the triple, and then just a couple pitches later able to steal home. Great way to look alive from Colby Raphael it was. Now Andrew Morris still got the count in his favor at 3-1, so looking to keep it, getting runners on base and advancing, put DeCondio and Handy in a good position.
Now the 3-1 is going to hit off the foot of Mora. He was close to his 30th walk of the year, but instead will walk away with a painful hit by pitch.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the when you got three balls, getting hit by a pitch is worth it.
Yeah, definitely not, as the Novato Knicks manager is going to come out to the mound and either take the baseball from Mr. Spencer. Looks like he's doing some landscaping out there on the hill. Not going to take the baseball from Spencer, but going to have a little chat with him just to make sure they're all on the same page as we get the Jeopardy theme going.
Yeah, and I'm not as much of a baseball player as you, but I'm assuming this is your inning to finish here. You started it. It's time to get it done.
Some sort of reprimanding is probably happening out there, but also just some words of encouragement. There's a lot of jokes about meetings on the mound, what they really talk about. I'll leave it at that, but in this case, part of it was just to settle Mr. Spencer back in there, probably. Just get him resettled back into this ball game. And as we're doing the wave as well, the wave invented at the Oakland Coliseum, also known as baseball's last dive bar, one of the best places I've ever been to, a childhood spot of mine, invented by Crazy George, who used to stand on the slanted dugouts there and get the wave to go all the way around the Coliseum in its bowl shape. As the 1-0 misses, DeCanya working a 1-0 count, right-hand hitter, open stance with the socks up high, as Spencer out of the stretch delivers a fastball off the outside corner, on the outside corner rather, to even up the count at 1-1. Crazy George, a baseball legend, but also a Bay Area legend. He was cheering at Sharks games and 49er games, all sorts of various sports games. He's still alive today, actually, and also Warriors games out at Oracle Arena, right in the Coliseum complex. Here's the 1-1. Misses low and away for ball two. I'm sure some fans tuning in probably remember Crazy George back in the 80s and 90s. He was actually at the last game at the Coliseum up in a suite beating on that little handheld drum. I actually got to meet him. I have his autograph, which is pretty cool. He's a pretty awesome guy. The 2-1 misses low and in, and you don't get the nickname Crazy. Crazy spelled with a K, by the way. So he's a little bit loco is what people will say, but dude has fire in his veins, and he's about 80 plus, I think. Could be wrong. No disrespect to Crazy George out there. The 3-1 pop foul out of play. DeCanio absolutely yanked that baseball to fill the count at 3-2. But he's got that little handheld snare drum that he just beats on and gets chants going.
Yeah, I love to see it as a fellow Bay Area fanatic as well through all the sports, the Giants, the 49ers, the Athletics, as you mentioned, all the Bay Area teams that he supported. Just love being involved with all that as well.
Yeah, very much like Banjo Man, who still makes his way around. Runner going, throw taken outside, but DeCanio works the walk, so indifferent there. He'll put runners at first and second after a hit-by-pitch and a walk issued. With one out, it's up to John Handy to keep this line moving. Stay out of the double play here. The Novato Knicks at double play depth, looking to be done with the inning and escape with minimal damage. John Handy, who absolutely laced one last time he was up for that double off the wall, takes a first pitch ball low and in. But previously, back in the second inning, he gave one a ride to center field. Just didn't quite get it out. Just got a little too underneath it. Hit it about medium depth. Here's the 1-0 from the right hand throwing John Joseph Spencer out of the windup. This one's fouled up the first base side. Let's make the count one ball and one strike. Handy settles back in. The runner's not being held on. DeCanio at first and Mora at second. Here's the 1-1. Out of the stretch is foul tip back to the screen. Count one ball and two strikes. Spencer rearing back right there, throwing some high octane. A fastball upstairs, hitting him with that high cheese, but just getting a piece of it was Handy.
Yeah, and if that one was in the strike zone, I bet Spencer would be looking out. That thing was coming in hot. It was a hard swing from John Handy. Anywhere that was going, that you'd have to assume it was going to be a tough play to make.
We know how well John Handy can power those breaking balls and off-speed pitches out, so that's why the fastballs are coming in. Here's the 1-2, foul tipped again.
Yeah, I'm just barely getting a piece of that was John Handy, it looked like. Actually, it looks like he's going to...
I take that back. He was actually struck out. It came up empty, but it caromed out of the catcher's glove. I thought he foul tipped it. Just got a piece of it, and then my eyes deceived me, but Handy down on strikes. Now they'll bring up Dylan Green with two outs and runners on first and second here in this 3-1 ball game after the Colt 45s have put two on the board here in this bottom of the fifth. First pitch swing, grounds it foul up the third base side for strike one.
Yeah, huge at bat here for Dylan Green as well as Spencer and the Knicks. They need to get out of here with some limited damage and a hit here from Dylan Green. You could see scoring a run or even loading the bases, which could be just as dangerous if not careful. But with two outs down, they have a chance to escape up via that strikeout from Spencer recently.
This pitch just misses to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Now Spencer peering in. Bent forward, comes set. Kicks and deals. The 1-1 pitch as he checks Mora back at second, delivers it low and away for ball two. Two balls and one strike. John Joseph Spencer bending at the belt, peer in at Meyer, his catcher. And then comes set with the glove and ball up by his head. The 2-1 hit in the air toward left field, it will get down for a base hit. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Mora in to score. Around third is DeCanio. Throw comes in from the cutoff man. It's not going to be in time. And Dylan Green has a 2-RBI double to put the Colt 45s up by 4.
Yeah, just an incredible hit there by Dylan Green. We know how well he can hit the ball as well. And he puts 2 all the way around, all the way back at the wall again. Just hitting into some dead grass, and it's going to roll all the way into that open space off the wall, and it's going to score 2, as you mentioned. And now this has become a little bit of a clinic here for the Colt 45s here in the fifth inning. Like we mentioned before, usually in the middle of these games, they love to put up some runs. Between the fourth, fifth, and sixth innings, they start scoring, and here that'll be 4 runs here in the fifth. And it's not over yet.
And the manager for the Novato Knicks will take the baseball from John Joseph Spencer as he struts off the mound and also gives a tip of the cap to this Colt 45 offense. It's 5-1 here in the bottom of the fifth, and to allow the new reliever for the Novato Knicks to warm up, we're going to cut to break. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance. We're going to get a word from him here for these Novato Knicks to warm up.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until the renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Aurora, California, for the break in the action, a pitching change for the Novato Knicks here in this 5-1 ball game. After the 2 RBI double from Dylan Green, the right-hand reliever for these Novato Knicks, I believe it is JT Hubert out of Santa Rosa High School, standing at about 6'4". Novato Knicks. It is JT Hubert. Currently uncommitted to a college or university. Facing off against Sam Marr here in this bottom of the fifth. Marr takes a first pitch up and away for ball one.
Yeah, and a full fifth inning we've seen so far from these Colt 45s, looking to keep it going here. Maybe get a little two-out rally started, as we have already gotten two runs to cross after the two-out mark, as this one's taken high and outside for ball two.
And the right-hand hitting, Marr popped out in. Cade looking tonight. The 2-0 is a breaking ball on the inside corner. That's probably the slowest curveball I've ever seen here at Tiger Field. That was impressive, to say the least. I don't know if anybody could hear the surprise in my voice when I watched that drop on the inner half for a called strike one. A beautiful breaking ball. The 2-1 delivery from the righty just misses up and away for ball three.
Yeah, definitely crazy to go from that slow curveball away to such a heater. That fastball just misses a little bit high, but definitely got some pace to work with that fresh arm as well.
JT Hubert, the righty, comes set, checks the runner back at second, working off the first base side, winds and deals, swing and a miss. A little off speed, got Marr to chase. That will fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Now Hubert comes set, kicks and deals, the 3-2, misses upstairs for ball four. Now we'll bring up the ninth batter of the inning for the Colt 45s, Brandon Zanny, who has popped out, my apologies, has grounded out twice tonight to the third baseman, Mertz. He's got runners on first and second now. The chance to do some damage. Go, Brandon! And that is John Joseph Spencer's runner over there at second base. Now both runners going, and the throw to second base to try and get the trailing runner is not in time. That moves both runners up via the stolen base. Just a clean steal from Dylan Green and Sam Marr.
Yeah, and just like that, we got a chance to get in two runners in scoring position with these two outs down, and already 2 runs scored in this two-out rally. And Brandon Zanny, as you mentioned, the ninth batter, looking to make her way all the way around with Mark Anthony Carroll on deck, as this is a wild high pitch, and it's going to bring the count to 2-0. And with 2 runners in scoring position.
Making Zanny duck out of the way. Almost caught that one off the helmet.
momentarily scary scene. Now the 2-0. The right inning, Zanny misses wide for ball three. And Hubert here does not want to walk Mr. Brandon Zanny, the right-hand hitter. He's in a 3-0 hole with Mark Anthony Carroll on deck. The Colt 45s have sent nine to the plate now. Here's the 3-0. It's a breaking ball on the outside corner right at the knees. Expected to count three balls and one strike. The runner on third, that's Dylan Green. That is John Joseph Spencer's run, should he score. The runner at second, that's Sam Marr, who got on base via the walk from Hubert. Here's the 3-1 from Hubert. The breaking ball misses wide for ball four. Now we'll give way to Mark Anthony Carroll as the Colt 45s have officially batted around this inning. That also loads the bases. And Mark Anthony Carroll will get his second crack at bat of the inning.
And it looks like Tyler Zanheiser will make his first entrance on the game, pinch running for Brandon Zanny as well. Probably just going to get that gear on just in case.
Yeah, just a little courtesy runner for Zanny, and Zanheiser was the courtesy runner last night as well for Rain McMillan as Mark Anthony Carroll watches one miss for ball one.
Go, Forbes!
Here's the 1-0. Misses way upstairs for ball two. Hubert trying to settle in here.
Yeah, it's a good job by Meyer getting up and getting out of that his squatted stance and making a grab on that. Otherwise, runners could have easily advanced and runners could have scored most definitely as well.
Bases loaded, the infield playing behind the runners. Here's the 2-0 from JT Hubert. Is hit in the air toward shallow center. Should be playable. The second baseman drifting out will squeeze it for out number three, a great play by Trenton Ford to retire the side. The Colt 45s put four on the board as they add on, they take away the lead, rather. It's now 5-1 through five as we head to the sixth inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on all different types of insurance. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance. Just text or call him at 530-222-2306. That's 530-222-2306.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schley. It's great to have you with us here on a wonderful Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball, where the lights have officially taken full effect and darkness has fallen. It's going to be number 26, Ozzie Sanchez, out of Quartz Hill, California, in Antelope Valley College, right, 6-1. 180, taking things over for Trey Bennett, who goes five innings of one-run baseball where he struck out a total of five and walked one. He only allowed one hit. That was in the second inning. My apologies. Only allowed two hits, which was in the first and second inning. And to take you the rest of the way through this sixth inning, here's Spencer.
Thank you, Jacob. And yeah, here we are heading into the top of the sixth inning, making quick work of this game here. We got Mertz, Lencioni, and Trenton Ford up for the Knicks so far today. I think I got that right. Yeah, Trenton Ford will be up third after Mertz and Lencioni. Trenton Ford, the one batter so far for the Knicks to make their way around and score. in this 5-1 ball game, and here's the first at bat so far for Ozzie Sanchez in relief for Trey Bennett, who had himself quite the night as well. Here's the deal from Sanchez, just a little high. Good looking fastball though. If he can bring that down, it's going to be dangerous. It's a 1-0 count start here.
I have a one left-handed hitter in this lineup for the Novato Knicks, facing off against Ozzie Sanchez, who's 2-0 with a 2.36 ERA in two starts and three appearances. This next pitch misses upstairs for ball two. 19 innings. He's got 16 strikeouts, and he's walked 13. His last outing came against the Fresno Athletics, also following in the footsteps of Trey Bennett. He went four innings. He went the rest of the way in that ball game, where the Colt 45s lost by a score of 7-3. He allowed three runs as this pitch misses low and in on the left-hand hitting Mertz. He allowed two hits, walked six, and struck out two. He's also looking to have a bounce-back outing here against this Novato Nick ball club. Here's the 3-0 from Sanchez. Misses up and away for ball four, and a first batter four-pitch free pass for Ozzie Sanchez.
Yeah, and definitely, as you mentioned there last week, just a not the greatest of turnouts or turn of events for the Colt 45s as a whole last Saturday, against the Fresno Athletics, but especially on the pitching side, had problems hitting the zone, Ozzie Sanchez, but Trey Bennett didn't have the best night either, and he turned it around tonight especially, so we'll see if Ozzie can do his best to replicate that as well and get some strikeouts under his belt and keep this sheet relatively clean, almost perfectly clean, as he'll take this one right down the strike zone. Lencioni will. Ozzie Sanchez with his first strike of the night coming in as second batter. Good-looking pitch. Likes the fastball for sure, especially with that fresh arm looking to do some damage early and protect his lead at all costs as well. As it is there a new lead, as in the bottom of the fifth inning, as we are now in the top of the sixth, as this one's going to get fouled back into the parking lot. Runner goes, but he'll have to retrace his steps back to first base. So just something to keep in mind for Sanchez, that he's got a runner who's eager to get into scoring position. Just in that last inning, four runs scored by the Colt 45s as they batted all the way around, 10 batters entirely. And they're looking to protect that lead now. 0-2 count here in favor for Ozzie Sanchez and the Colt 45s on Lencioni. Lencioni so far has flown out to center and right field, hitting the ball deep as he's going to take this one way inside. Had to avoid taking one up in the shoulder to face area. Hopefully a little bit of a high and wild pitch there. Ozzie Sanchez just getting his feet wet, warming up on the mound.
Sanchez pitching out of the stretch with the runner aboard. Mora holding him on over there at first.
Here's the 2-1. It's going to be fouled back again, and we'll do it again. Or 1-2, rather.
And Mertz was breaking on that play again, so he's trying to get into scoring position. The Novato Knicks are only down by four with plenty of baseball left to play. We've still got four innings remaining with nobody out here in this top of the sixth. And a 1-2 count on the right-hand hitting Lencioni.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't seen this Colt 45's defense out in a while after a long, exciting, aggressive fifth inning. That's going to be a strikeout, and that'll be the first one. Strikeout looking will be Lencioni, and it'll be the first strikeout of the night for Ozzie Sanchez on his second attempted batter. So we got one out down, still with that four-pitch walk. Mertz will be sitting on first base, being held on by Andrew Mora. And up to bat is the one Nick who has scored around, who has made his way around and gotten onto the scoreboard for the Knicks. It'll be Trenton Ford. Ford here looking to replicate what he did in the second inning, just getting a single and making his way around. Just trying to get on base and keep his line moving, as he'll take a pitch inside as well.
And on that pitch from Ozzie Sanchez, we're supposed to remain impartial, but that looked low and away. And that the strike zone's kind of evolved a little bit as the night's gone on from Jose Dia, which typically happens with the umpiring crews, a 1-0. Check swing, throw down to second base, the runner going on a hop and into center field. But remaining at second is Mertz. A throw from Zanny just escaping Dylan Green over there, covering second base. It's a clean stolen base for Mertz.
Yeah, and you can tell there, as we were mentioning, that last at-bat Mertz was looking to go. He went twice on a foul ball where he had to retrace his steps. It looks like the umpire's heading back to their positions here. Just taking their time here, getting back, getting ready. It's a 1-0 count here, and a runner now in scoring position. Mertz will be on second, or 1-1 count, rather. Thank you, Jacob. As Ozzie Sanchez kicks and deals the 1-1. Going to be inside yet again, just a little bit of a high and wild pitch there, still trying to find his footing. And it looks like Brandon Zanny will take a walk with Sanchez and get on the same page here before dealing any more pitches here. Just a quick talk, getting the mindset right and getting ready to go. As we got one out down here in the top of the sixth inning in a 1-5 ball game in favor of the Colt 45s. Got a runner, Mertz, in scoring position for the Knicks. And Trenton Ford looking to bring him home or join him out there on the bases as well. Here's the 2-1 from Sanchez. Swung on. It's going to just go foul. It was skipping down that first base line to look for a second like it was going to be fair, but it just kept on veering to the right, took a little hop off the dirt, right off the white chalk, and it's going to make its way into the outfield, but foul. So it'll even up the count at 2-2 as it veers off just before crossing that first base threshold. 2-2 count here.
Absolutely laced down the first baseline, but just couldn't keep it fair.
And hit by pitch, Ozzie Sanchez can have one get away from him. You can see the visual frustration from Sanchez as well as Trenton Ford, obviously not looking to be hit by that pitch. But Sanchez just, that one got away from him to say the least, and now we got runners on first and second. And with one out down, it's going to be a double play or bust kind of situation here. We're going to see some runs come across, got to assume.
Now Bob Anderson out to talk things over with Ozzie Sanchez. After the hit batsman.
And again, something where I'm sure management for the both of these clubs really liked their openers. They played pretty good, but just after a certain amount of innings, they just want to start getting some fresh arms in there, make sure they don't get burned out and have to exit the game mid-inning or anything like that. But Bob Anderson's words of encouragement, it looks like. Just trying to get his team locked in, get them going, and make sure Ozzie Sanchez is in the right headspace before proceeding and trying to escape this inning now and run on first and second with an out. And we know Ozzie Sanchez is no stranger to the strikeout as well. So if he can get that going, that'll be very beneficial for the Colt 45's defense and protecting that lead. They worked really hard to get just in this last half inning.
Yeah, and just a slap on the back and settle back in and just try and get the last two outs of this inning for Ozzie Sanchez from Bob Anderson.
Big swing and a miss there. It's a good looking pitch from Sanchez onto Matt Anderson, and that'll get him ahead in the count for the first time so far.
Yeah, in on the hands, tied him up inside, just unable to get a hold of it with the open stance on that right side deep in the box.
Here's the 0-1, just a little low. Runners hold where they are. Going to be a little difficult to get them both advancing at the same time. And, you know, Brandon Zanny does have that rocket if he can make that throw down to the third baseline a lot easier than that throw out second. So you got a 1-1 count here. Sanchez staring down the barrel towards Matt Anderson. Here's the pitch. Called strike. And it'll be 1-2 count. Nice looking fastball. Looked like it just grazed the inside corner there. It's going to keep the count where it's at, or keep the count advantage towards the Colt 45s and Ozzie Sanchez here.
Yeah, beautiful on the inner half.
Here's the 1-2 swing, and it's going to chop foul. Just a little low of a pitch, but Matt Anderson didn't want to take his chances. He thought it was close enough. He takes a swing, and it's just going to ricochet back towards the third baseline, towards the dugout of the Colt 45s, rather.
Yeah, I just pulled that down and in pitch, turned on it. Mora shifted the right hand, hitting Anderson to pull along with the rest of the infield.
Here's the 1-2, swung on. It's going to go right to Marquette Carroll. They might be able to turn two, and they will turn two. It's a great play. It's a hit out from Matt Anderson right to Mark Anthony Carroll, so it'll be six unassisted, and then he makes the throw to second base to Dylan Green, which will retire Mertz, who was off of the bag there. So that will end the sixth inning there. Stranding one is the Knicks, but no one will score. No one will come across on one hit batter and a walk. No hits. Tonight's Reading Colt 45s game is sponsored by Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or business, RV, boat, and other recreational vehicles. If you qualify as a California Good Driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306 for a free quote today. That's 530-222-2306.
today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Spencer Schlinge. As we head into the bottom of the sixth inning, due up is the top of the lineup with Trajan Rogowski, Colby Rafael, and Andrew Moore in this bottom of the sixth. 5-1 lead so far as Rogowski will take a first pitch wide for a ball. This 5-1 lead for the Colt 45s. They built this lead off of four runs in the fifth inning, which were followed, that were following the first run in the fourth, as this one's going to be called strike. It'll even up the count at 1-1 for the top lineup in Rogowski here. As making his first full inning of work will be JT Hubert. As this pitch is going to be swung on by Rogowski, making his way down third base line, looking for the 5-3 putout. It's a great throw again by Ford. He will beat the tag, or he will beat the runner, and it will be out number one here, a 5-3 putout. Coming from Mertz, that was on third base, rather, making the throw out to Matt Anderson, and he will make the squeeze for out number one. It's good-looking contact from Rogowski right down the third baseline, but Mertz is able to stay under it and deliver a cannon of a throw out to Anderson, who will make the squeeze and bring us to the first out here in the bottom of the sixth. Now up is Colby Rafael. Colby Rafael in the last inning of work in the bottom of the fifth hit a triple, which brought in two runners, and he would come around to score on the next at-bat, stealing home. As he takes a high pitch for ball one, and look, took a crazy pitch after his triple, which got him all the way around to score in the last inning, along with three others and two RBIs himself, as another high pitch will bring the count to 2-0. Rafael 1-for-3 on the night, but with a triple, definitely paying dividends in that last inning and looking to add on to that here and build, as this one's going to get fouled straight back into the parking lot, deep back, and it will bring the count to 2-1. A little more level here for Hubert, see if he can get back into this one. Score remains 5-1 here so far through the sixth inning, still two-thirds of an inning to go with one out down here in the bottom of the sixth. And Colby Rafael looking to add to some damage, as this one's going to be taken for a ball just a little bit inside, and that'll bring the count to 3-1. So working the walk here, if you can, will be Colby Rafael. Something in the zone here, something that he knows Rafael will swing at, is what Tyler Hubbard is looking at, or JT Hubbard is looking at right now. Here's the pitch swung at by Rafael. It's going to make its way out into the outfield, but it's going to die a little bit, and it's going to be right into the left fielder's glove for out number two. Left field, that'll be Poitras for the second out, as Rafael makes decent contact, but it's going to just die on its way out to the outfield, just a little poke at it, and that'll be out number two. We got two up, two down so far with Andrew Mora up to the plate, the left-handed hitter here. The only lefty in the lineup, as Jacob mentioned, who has so far 0-for-2 with a strikeout swinging and a fly out to center field, and then he was also hit by a pitch, and he would come around and score last inning, but yet to get on bases by using his bat so far. As he chops one down the third base line, it looks like it's going to go foul. Just skipped foul. He took like a little half-hearted swing at it, and it's actually going to stay fair for nearly the full 90 feet and make its way over the third base line, but it's going to go foul for an 0-1 count.
Yeah, just a little check swing there, and a non-committal swing to say the least. Ended up, I believe, going between the umpire's legs over there on the corner of the infield dirt.
And here's the 0-1 from Hubert. It's going to be called strike. It's a great framing job there, it seems, from Meyer. behind Mora, just catching that one low in the corner and putting it dead center, and it's going to be a 0-2 count here, looking to retire the inning here quick, three up, three down, or Hubert if you can. And that's what it's going to take for the Knicks to get back in this game. Mora looking to stand his ground here. Here's the 0-2, swung on, and it's going to be fouled back, and we'll do it again.
Great play by, almost by DeCagno over there in the on-deck circle, handling it barehanded.
Yeah. And about the middle of the lineup here as well, if Mora can keep this going, a little two-out rally opportunity for two heavy hitters with DeCagno in handy. And Mora, a good hitter himself as well with a couple home runs on the night, so we'll see, or on the season, as he's going to pull this one. Really good contact here again, but he's going to pull it too far, to the right field. It's going to make its way towards the Knicks bullpen, and we'll do it again. That'll be the third consecutive foul ball here for Mora, just fighting off all these close pitches and staying alive.
He was way out in front of that breaking ball and just ended up yanking it toward that Novato Nick bullpen.
Here's the 0-2 from Hubert. Hat falls off, and this one's going to go foul again, and it's going to go, we'll do it all over again. The count remains 0-2. Hubert doing a good job, but Mora doing even better, just fighting it off. Hubert is making sure he's swinging, not giving him any junk pitches yet, but those might be pending now.
Yeah, Mora getting pitched way inside.
Here's the pitch from Hubert outside, and that'll be the first, look like intentional outside pitch to see if he can get Mora chasing after all those foul balls. We're in the count to 1-2. Here's the 1-2. Down, looks like it just kind of slipped out of Hubert's hand there. It's going to even the count at 2-2. It bounces and hops up into Myers' face mask slash chest area, and it's going to even up the count at 2-2 now. Mora doing a great job with those four consecutive foul balls, just really fighting off and trying to get on base here and see if he can give DeCagno a chance with a fresh set of balls and strikes.
Yeah, just bounced in there and blocked by the chest protector.
2-2 here. It's not going to give it to him. It's going to be just outside, it looked like, on the left-handed Mora. So it'll be a full count here. We got a full count of payoff pitch pending, which could retire the inning or send Mora to first base for free after being down in an 0-2 hole.
And Hubert's hat fell off again on that delivery as well. It's kind of funny. He's got a little bit of longer hair, some flow going out of the back of the ball cap.
Here's the payoff pitch, and it's going to be swung at by Mora, and it's going to be strike number three. He got him with the off speed, and that will be three up and three down. Hubert with adding a strikeout to his name as well. That will end the sixth inning. Your Colt 45's lead with a score of 5-1. We are headed to the seventh. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Sherman Creek Road started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or business, RV, boat, and other recreational vehicles. If you qualify as a California good driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306 for a free quote today. That's 530-222-2306.
Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. And I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California, as we head into the top of the seventh inning. Getting close to stretching here, but first, we got three outs to do. Up to do up for Jordan, for the Knicks, rather, will be Poitras, Meyer, and Gerolas, followed by the top of the lineup with Ford if he in the hole if he can make it through to take you the rest of the way through the seventh. Here's Jacob Green.
Thank you, Spencer. Here's the first pitch from Ozzie Sanchez back out there for his second full inning of work as he delivers a fastball way up and away to the right-hand hitting Poitras for ball one on the right-hand hitter. It's a 1-0. And this is just a bit up and in for ball two and on the hands of Mr. Poitras, the left fielder who struck out twice tonight. Here's a 2-0. Sanchez, love extended in front of him now, winds and deals. The 2-0 off the plate outside for ball three. Ozzie Sanchez with the glove, the hands extended in front of him, which is very similar to CeCe Sabathia. He fires a fastball in there low and away for a four-pitch walk issued. The same way he opened up the sixth inning. This one to Poitras. And he'll take his free base. He'll bring up Weston Meyer, the catcher for the Novato Knicks. Here in this 5-1 top of the seventh inning, Ozzie Sanchez with the glove extended up in front of him, about shoulder height, a la CeCe Sabathia, who is getting inducted into the Hall of Fame tomorrow, along with Ichiro Suzuki and a couple of other ball players. This one misses in on the hands for ball one. And CeCe Sabathia out of Vallejo, California. Closest town to my hometown back in Bay Area. Here's the 1-0. Misses up and in for ball two. Six straight balls here in this top of the seventh inning from Ozzie Sanchez. Mora holding on the run at first. That's Poitras.
Get in there, boy.
Here in this top of the seventh inning. Here's the 2-0. Catches the bottom of the zone to make the count. Two balls and one strike. And CeCe Sabathia actually got to go and watch pitch at Yankee Stadium in New York. He's a longtime Yankee, of course, before retiring with the Bronx Bombers. Got to see him pitch at Yankee Stadium, which was pretty cool. Here's the 2-1 from Sanchez. Misses upstairs again for ball three.
Yeah, Sanchez does not want to walk back-to-back batters here and really get a runner in scoring position with no outs and then just kind of dig himself into a hole here. And then you would have the game-tying run up on deck, assuming Garlas could do some damage as well and get on base. As this one's going to be chopped out, it's going to be little connection for foul, and that'll be a full count. So it's good job fighting it off from Ozzie Sanchez, and now we got a payoff pitch pending.
Now a full count at three balls and two strikes. The runner on first, Sanchez checks the runner at first. That's Poitras. Here's the payoff pitch. Is a line shot into right field for a base hit for failover to cut it off before it gets to the wall. It's going to throw into third with the runner trying for third. The throw comes in from Mark. It's going to go off the runner and carry him toward the dugout. Now it's second and third. A strong throw from Rafael, but just not in time to get the speedy Poitras as he rounded second base, kicked it into high gear. Pinch runner out there. Second base for the catcher, Weston Meyer. Courtesy runner, rather.
Yeah, it's a great-looking hit there, as you mentioned, from Weston Meyer all the way out. It looked like it was going to make its way into the wall, but as you mentioned, Rogowski doing a great job, or Rafael, rather, doing a great job of getting in front of it and making a nice, wholehearted throw all the way out to third base, and it makes a bounce. And unfortunately, Poitras is quite fast as well. So we got two runners in scoring position with no outs down, as this one's taken inside for ball number one.
That's where the speed of Rafael plays a huge factor, because that would have been a run scored had it gotten past him and caromed all the way to the wall. The corner is playing even with the bags and shifted to pull on the right-hand hitter. Mar and Mora even with the bag. The 1-0 from Sanchez is just waved at and got a piece of it. Fouls it off to move the count for one ball and one strike.
Yeah, an interesting swing there. Looks like he couldn't tell if he wanted to go for it or not. Another thing that's tough in the heat of the moment with the ball flying at you at 90 miles per hour, knowing if you want to swing or leave.
Yeah, just a less than a split second at that point. Here's the 1-1, and on the hands again from Sanchez, and that moves the count to two balls and one strike. Zanny's going to go out to the mound and settle down Ozzie Sanchez again. A little bit more of a strut from Zanny as he's going to walk his pitcher back up the front slope of the mound, pop things over. Get him to settle in here.
It's 2-1. It's a 2-1 count, rather, in a 5-1 ball game in the top of the seventh. The middle infielder is shaded up the middle with nobody out and a couple of runners in scoring position. Ozzie Sanchez coming off a rough outing that was against the Fresno Athletics back on July 19th, where he went 4 innings. He gave up 3 earned runs, 2 hits, 6 walks, and a couple of strikeouts. He does not want to do that again here as this one's hit in the air toward the right center gap. It's going to go all the way to the wall where Rogowski will play it back. Both runners will come in to score. Head first slide at second base, and it's a 2-RBI double from Jeff Gorales. And suddenly this ballgame just got a lot more interesting. It's now 5-3 as Bob Anderson makes his way out of the dugout. And looks like he's going to go take that baseball from Ozzie Sanchez as we have a new arm entering. It looks like it'll be Nolan Bentley for the Colt 45s to face off against the top of the order in Caleb Ford. A break in the action, a pitching change here for the Colt 45s as Ozzie Sanchez has been knocked out of this ballgame. It's now 5-3 with nobody out. The runner at second base will be Caleb Ford taking on the right hand relieving Colton Sewell when we return after this message from tonight's sponsor of the game, Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. And I want to talk about Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Hello, fans, and welcome back here to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schlinge. It's Mr. Colton Sewell on in relief. I take that back. Not Colton Sewell. It's Nolan Bentley, rather. My apologies. Taking over for Ozzie Sanchez. Bentley is 0-1 on the year with an 8.25 ERA in 12 innings. He does have a couple of saves in 10 appearances, 12 innings pitched. He struck out 14 and walked 9. His last outing was against the California Tigers back on July 22nd, where he gave up 1 earned run, 1 hit. He walked 3. Faced 11 batters in that outing. Before that, he pitched 1 inning against the Fresno Athletics, where he struck out 1 and did not allow a hit, run, or walk. So he's been a little inconsistent throughout the year, but looking to improve that ERA tonight. Here facing off against the top of the order for these Novato Knicks.
Yeah.
For Ozzie Sanchez, he went 1+, faced a handful of batters. He faced about 7. It's the first pitch showing bunt. Bunted perfectly up the third baseline. Oh, Bentley with the plate. Throws the first on a hop. Mora unable to dig it out. It's skipped past Green. Now both runners are going to advance another 90 feet, ending up at second base. And then coming in to score is Gorales. And Caleb Ford ends up at second base via a bunt.
Yeah, and a perfect bunt there from Caleb Ford. And he's going to make his way all the way to second from a little bit of a wild throw from Nolan Bentley. Mora couldn't quite keep track of it. It's going to roll all the way into the outfield. And then you have Gorales coming all the way around. And now we have a 5-4 ball game with 0 outs and a runner in scoring position. So this game has been turned on its head real quick here in favor of the Knicks.
And that run charged to Ozzie Sanchez. So he walks away from this ballgame with 3 runs. He also gave up 2 hits. Did not record. I take that back. Record 1 walk and 1 strikeout, showing bunt again. Here is the right hand hitting O'Rourke, who pulls it back. Take ball 1.
Now the tying run in scoring position and the go-ahead run at the plate here in the 7th inning. as this one's going to be a great looking pitch from Willie Bentley, making his way all the way inside and finding its way back into the strike zone with that little sidearm approach he's got. Definitely fooling O'Rourke there.
Now Bentley comes set, kicks and deals the 1-1, showing bunt again, bunted up to third baseline. Bentley handles this one, gobbles up, throws to first. Just a little bit offline, called safe at first. Bentley unable to get the throw there in time, and back-to-back infield singles via the bunt, ending up at third base is Caleb Ford. Now there's runners at the corners, and the go-ahead run of this ball game is Evan Mertz, who's coming to the plate now, a left-hand hitter. Another infield single, and just a couple of fantastic bunts, dead fish bunts on that third base side in the grass between home plate and the pitcher's mound. It's the first pitch to the left-hand hitting Mertz. Misses low and away for ball one. Mertz has walked and stolen second, struck out swinging, and lined out to DeCanio and left tonight.
Yeah, it's crucial, Nolan Bentley, if he can get a strikeout or two here, possibly cause a double play. Otherwise, runners are going to come across regardless, as this one's going to be low and outside as well for a 2-0 count now.
Yeah, the tying run over there at third base, 90 feet away. And this is a spot where the Colt 45s would surrender the run more than likely just to get the two outs in the inning. Runners at first and third. Here's the 2-0 delivery from Bentley. Is chopped up the first baseline. Moore steps on first, throws to second base. Tag applied to the runner.
Oh, my goodness.
What a play by Andrew Mora, who grabbed the baseball. His glove was over foul territory, but it had hit into fair territory before Mora was able to snag it on the forehand. Tapped on the first base bag with his foot and then threw to second base. Two away and staying at third base was Caleb Ford.
Absolutely.
What a play by Andrew Mora.
As you mentioned, yeah, absolutely incredible. Just a play of the year type play from Andrew Mora. Something we've grown accustomed to seeing from him as well as Mark Anthony Carroll. Like, just truly incredible. And it looks like the umpire's going to go for a talk here, discuss what happened.
Yeah, the Novato Knicks manager was out to argue with it. Just to see if there's some sort of challenge or whatever else there, but they're going to call him out at first, and the call not overturned, it's withheld.
Yeah, I will say, Jacob, from here, obviously, it just looked like Mora made a great heads-up play getting that ball before it was going to go out into foul territory and tagging his bag and then making the throw to Dylan Green was truly incredible. Or it might have been Anthony Carroll, I'm not entirely sure. But and then the fact that Caleb Ford holds and doesn't go home, too, is just absolutely incredible. So now it's goes from zero outs with the tying run at third to two outs in the tying run at third and no one else on other than that tying run.
Now you just need an out rather than some sort of miracle or a pair of non-productive outs. And in that case, that is quite literally the best case scenario, the two for the price of one, double play and then
absolutely
no runners advancing on it.
Andrew Mora with his best version of a cop-out there for this Colt 45's defense.
Hit in the air, playable towards center. Rogowski underneath it, and he will squeeze it for out number three. But it's now 5-4 after the Novato Knicks get three runs, but they strand the tying run 90 feet away. It's 5-4, and it's time to stretch here at Tiger Field, where the Colt 45s lead by a score of 5-4. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall, 28 years ago, started his business and offers great rates on all different sorts of insurance. Give him a call or text at 530-222-2306.
today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. DeCagno working an 0-2 count, facing off against Kai Buehler, a new reliever for the Novato Knicks, as he swings on this breaking ball, fouls it back to the screen. So the count holds at no balls and two strikes. The Colt 45s now attempting to add a little bit more insurance after three runs were given up in the top half of this seventh inning. Here's the 0-2, misses low and away. Make the count. One ball and two strikes with nobody out here in this bottom of the seventh inning of a 5-4 ball game. Right-hand inning, DeCagno at the plate with Handy in the hole, Handy on deck and Green in the hole. Here's the 1-2, foul out of play. And we'll do it again. A 1-2 count.
Yeah, foul ball brought to you by Beverage Lovers. Street pretty and embroidery on Hartnell.
Coming set is Buehler. Kicks and deals the 1-2 again. Foul tipped back to the screen. A trio of foul balls from the right-hand hitting DeCagno, who's hitting .413 on the year. Tonight he's walked twice and flown out.
Yeah, slower night for DeCagno, but he has come around and scored twice working the walk.
which can't complain. Obviously, not hurting his batting average or anything like that. He's getting on base somehow. Better than not.
The 1-2 is a breaking ball. Wave that. Got him to chase it way out of the zone. And DeCanio is retired via the K. He's had a frustrating night at the plate. Now John Handy to the plate, who, again, leads the team in home runs. He struck out swinging his last time up. He's 1-for-3 on the night with a fly out, a double, and that strikeout last time he was up. Right-handed hitter. With the left side of the infield shifted to pull. The second baseman, Ford, shaded up the middle. First pitch to the right-hand hitter. Misses low for ball one. The DH tonight for this ball club. Buehler comes set. Working from the first base side. Kicks and deals. Misses up and in for ball two.
Yeah, we're getting into crunch time here, bottom of the seventh inning. You know, when it's post-seventh inning stretch, it starts getting to crunch time, and with just one run separating these two sides, who knows how long this one's going to go.
As this one's hit in the air toward left, playable for the left fielder, Mr. Poitras, who will settle underneath it and squeeze it for the out. And as you're saying, Spencer, definitely in crunch time in a one-run ball game. Everything matters at this point.
Yeah, now with Dylan Green coming up to the plate, too, and looking to salvage this inning and get a little two-out rally or something going here. Otherwise, it could be dangerous, as you don't want to go 3-up, 3-down, especially with the momentum these Knicks had in the top of the seventh. Obviously, Jacob getting three runs to come across and getting right back in this game. You don't want to get them right back to the bats in the span of 10 minutes or so.
Green takes a called strike on the outside corner. Green, his last time up, had that two RBI double.
Got dirt on the ball, huh?
Yeah, you don't want to surrender anything. If you're the Colt 45s, you just want more insurance. Here's the 0-1 to Green. Misses low. Even up the count at one ball and one strike on the right end hitting second baseman. Who is 1-for-2 tonight and was hit by a pitch. Here's the 1-1 delivery in this 5-4 bottom of the seventh as it lays out a line shot in the center field for a base hit. Dylan Green has the second hit of the night.
Solid contact there from Dylan Green, just right over into the outfield. Definitely up the center fielder, but it's going to clear easily the infield, and it's going to make its way through a free stand-up single. Great-looking hit, great contact, just right over the second baseman's head.
And it looked for a second like it was going to actually keep on floating toward the center fielder, Corrales, but ended up getting down in front of him, finding some fairway.
Yeah, that was some good grass to stop and start dying. It's good to hear.
Now Sam Marr to the plate, who watches his off-speed miss low and away for ball one. Sam Marr is struck out looking, popped out, and walked tonight. He stole second base. He was back in the fifth inning. Oh, 1-0. Out of the stretch is Buehler, the right-handed pitcher. Green running throw taken upstairs. Throw down second base on a hop. Not in time. Dylan Green steals second base and puts himself in scoring position for Sam Marr. Now with a 2-0 count after that pitch was taken upstairs out of the zone.
Yeah, that's great heads-up play by Dylan Green, knowing when to go. And that pitch also being a ball changes a lot here in this, making it a 2-0 count instead of a 1-1, rather. And now Dylan Green being in scoring position, this two-out rally is very much alive.
Now the 2-0 on the outside corner for a called strike one. Just a huge jump as well from Dylan Green. He was about halfway to second base before Ty Buehler released that baseball out of the stretch. Here's the 2-1. It's a broken bat. Ground ball toward the shortstop. Comes in. Target for a bare hand. No play on it. It's going to go past him. Green being waved in by the third base coach, where the ball is recovered in shallow left center field by the second baseman, Ford. And Green comes in to score. Safe at first is Sam Marr via the infield single. And there's the two-out rally. It's now a 6-4 ball game here in this bottom of the seventh.
And that is a great heads-up play as well by Dylan Green, as you mentioned, and third base coach Cortopassi just sending him through after that missed barehanded play by shortstop for the Knicks. I believe it was Ford.
Ford just not able, Caleb Ford, rather, not able to get his hand on that one, and it's going to roll all the way towards the outfield. So Quarter Posse sending Green gone and able to get this two-out rally and add some insurance policy runs here.
And Zanny takes a first pitch strike on the outer half. Marr takes his lead at first, being held on by Anderson. Now the off-speed misses low and away. It's even up the count at one ball and one strike. Zanny has grounded out twice and walked tonight. And as you said, Spencer, a great heads-up play by Quarter Posse, the third base coach, to wave the runner around, Dylan Green, who didn't slow up at all. There's a 1-1, a line shot right at the left fielder, comes in for it and squeezes it on the run. The side is retired. The Colt 45s get one more, but they strand one. As we head to the eighth inning, the Colt 45s up by a score of 6-4. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 2861 Sherman Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto, homeowners, life, business, RV or boat, and other recreational vehicle insurance. If you qualify as a California Good Driver, you could get started with only 1 month down. You just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-222-2306 for a free quote today. That's 530-222-2306.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. It's Nolan Bentley back out there for his first full inning of work. He'll be facing off against Trenton Ford, Matt Anderson, and Drake Boitras for this Novato Nick Ball Club to take me the rest of the way through the eighth. Here's Spencer.
Thank you, Jacob. And, yeah, as you mentioned, Trenton Ford starting off here. This will be ridiculous sidearm call for a strike there from Nolan Bentley. A great looking pitch. Trenton Ford ducked out of the way of that one, thinking it was going to come in and hit him, and it makes its way all the way back into the strike zone for strike number one. And Trenton Ford has led off here for the third time tonight in an inning, the second, the fourth, and now in the eighth here, as this one's going to be called ball, just a little low there from Bentley. And we'll see if the Colt 45s can hold on to this two-run lead with a score of 6-4 here in the top of the eighth, just six outs away from winning the series, clinching the series win, and going up 2-0 in it, and looking to sweep it tomorrow as well, as this is called strike of your 1-2 count now.
And on the first pitch of that at bat, that Trenton Ford almost got hit by. He was bending low, showing bunt, and then decided to pull back, and somehow it was taken on the inside corner for a strike. Now a 1-2 count with nobody out, nobody on.
Bentley now kicks and deals the 1-2. Big swing and a miss. It's going straight back into the parking lot. Shouldn't say swing and a miss, sorry. Big swing, big chop at it. It's going to be fouled straight back into the lot. And we'll do it again. The count remain 1-2.
Yeah, just a big old hack there and just getting a piece of it, fighting off that fastball.
It's funny. We've seen the bottom of the lineup so far. So this one's going to go a little bit behind. It looks like it did make its way behind Ford there. He had to kind of scoop up in the batter's box just to avoid that one, as that'll even the count 2-2. But as I was saying, the bottom of the lineup, we're middle with Trenton Ford batting fifth, as here's the 2-2. Big swing and a miss, and that'll be a strikeout. And that is one out down of six needed. Nolan Bentley putting him down. Big swing there from Trenton Ford. Just couldn't quite get a hold of it.
Yeah, pirouette to finish it. What a swing by Trenton Ford, swinging out of his socks on that pitch.
Yeah, and the as I was mentioning, Trenton Ford scoring back in the second inning was batting fifth, and then last inning, the seventh, eighth, and ninth batters, the bottom of the lineup coming around to score and keeping the Knicks in this game. So just goes to show, no matter where you're batting, you can do the damage, and obviously getting batted home from Caleb Ford, a couple of them as well. But just love to see good depth on both these sides so far. A lot of scoring all over the place.
And for the Colt 45 specifically, check swing, doesn't matter, caught the lower and inner half on that pitch. Now an 0-2 hole on the right end hitting Anderson, but both bottom of the lineup for both ball clubs. A lot of production tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's the 0-2. Did he go again? And that's going to be a strikeout again. Now, I'm not sure if he said he went there or if it was in the zone. It didn't look like he went all the way through. But now some talking coming from, that'll be Matt Anderson. And the umpire's not having any of that. Tells him to go take a seat.
Yeah, backward K there.
Yeah.
After no appeal. So I have to assume it was, in that case, looking.
Yeah, in the zone, you'd have to assume. And definitely, then that'll be back-to-back strikeouts for Nolan Bentley here, making quick work at this top of the eighth inning. If he could sit this one down, all momentum is shifted towards the Colt 45s, as this one's going to hit right up to Mora. It takes a weird hop, and Ryan Hamm makes a good play on it. Or Dylan Green, I think that is.
Casey and our Shasta Redding.
Safe as it takes a weird hop on the infield grass over Andrew Mora's glove. And then, yeah, that will be Dylan Green making that throw, but it's not going to be in time. It's a good attempt by Nolan Bentley getting over there as well.
A very wild infield single there. It went through the hands of Andrew Mora, handcuffed him, as Bob Anderson's going to go to the bullpen and take the baseball from Nolan Bentley. We'll have a break in the action here after Bentley faces a small handful of batters.
Yeah, and something as unlucky as that to keep in mind, that puts the game-tying run up to the plate. So very interesting now will be the circumstances. Just such an unlucky play, just an unlucky hop away from retiring the inning. And now instead is that Cruz Cabral, if I'm not mistaken, making his way onto the pitcher's mound.
Going to be the 6'5", a right-hander out of Reedley College in Madera, California, who likes to throw that high octane. And safe at first on the play was Drake Poitras. That ground ball went through Mora, who was gliding all the way to his right toward the 3-4 hole on that right side. And it caromed through him toward Dylan Green, where Dylan Green gloved it in shallow right field, just on the rim of the outfield grass, and threw from the seat of his pants to Nolan Bentley covering first, and it wasn't in time. So now, with the tying run at the plate here in this 6-4 top of the eighth inning with two outs, it's going to be Weston Meyer facing off against the hard-throwing right-hander Cruz Cabral when we return after this message from Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schlinge. Cruz Cabral on in relief. He's got a 1.10 ERA, no record in 8 appearances. He's got a couple of saves, 16 and a third innings under his belt. He struck out 34, walked 2, and allowed 7 hits. His last outing, he went 2 and a third, allowing 1 hit, 2 walks, where he got the save in that outing against the Fresno Athletics back on July 18th, as the first pitch from Cruz Cabral is a fastball on the outside corner for strike one.
Yeah, and a great-looking first pitch there from Cruz Cabral. And this is a guy I'm very unfortunate that I haven't been able to see pitch as much as you have, as he'll take another here right down the middle for strike two. I love watching this guy pitch. He, like you mentioned, just a high octane, a lot of pace behind the ball, and he's not afraid. He's not no stranger to the strikeout, and he can close. Definition of a closer for sure. Here's the 0-2 on Meyer, and it's going to be just a little low, so I'll bring the count 1-2. Looking to get out of this inning and then put down three more outs in the ninth, you'd assume.
A very similar arsenal to the hard-throwing right-hander Mason Miller, who throws 104. Cruz Cabral doesn't quite throw that fast. He throws about low 90s, low to mid-90s.
And here's the 1-2 deal, just low again. It's going to take a bounce, and Zanny does a good job keeping it in front of him, holding Poitras out of, holding him on first base and keeping him out of scoring position here. But as we were mentioning before that break, Andrew Mora, just a weird hop on that one from Poitras, and it's gonna, that could change a lot here with now the tying run being up to the plate instead of on deck with two outs down. And here's the 2-2 deal. Big swing and a miss, and that's what we are used to seeing. We are accustomed from that from Cruz Cabral. That'll be three strikeouts in the inning, two from Nolan Bentley, and then relieved by Cruz Cabral. The Knicks get a chance with a lucky bounce, but they will strand the one they got, and they are now down to just their final three outs, but we are heading to the bottom of the eighth and see if the Colt 45s can add any insurance runs. Tonight's Reading Colt 45s game is sponsored by Kevin Wall's Allstate Insurance. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or business, RV, boat, and other recreational vehicles. If you qualify as a California Good Driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306 for a free quote today. That's 530-222-2306.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
David Skaggs.
David Skaggs on in relief for the Novato Knicks. Another relief pitcher for this ball club. He'll be handling this eighth inning after JT Hubert pitched last inning.
And as you mentioned, David Skaggs, just to see if he can get three outs to get the Knicks back up to bat. But until then, they got to get some offense as well. Or until then, they're just trying to prevent the score from getting any worse. This one's ripped by Mark Anthony Carroll, and the first pitch of the inning from Skaggs is going to be a stand-up single into the outfield. Mark Anthony Carroll, the bottom of the lineup, has been hot today from both sides, and Mark Anthony Carroll's been at the front of that, batting 2-for-3 and coming around to score on a walk as well.
Yeah, and Mark Anthony Carroll, again, just producing in that nine spot. He just loves hitting in that nine spot for some reason. He's been solid all year when hitting ninth.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, Skaggs and the Knicks just trying to get out of this while the Colt 45s, as they look for the pickoff. Carroll will get back in time. It's a good look from Skaggs, but not quick enough. As now, the top of the lineup with Trajan Rogowski is up, and Colby Raphael will be due up as well. Here's the pitch from Skaggs. Bunt. It's going to go down the third base line. It's going to be a perfectly placed bunt, and both runners are going to be safe. And that is what I'm talking about. If you're a Colt 45s fan, you love to see that. And now you've got a runner in scoring position just three pitches in, or two pitches in, rather, to this bottom of the eighth inning where they're looking to add some insurance runs.
And that's where Rogowski saw those two bunts back in the seventh inning, I believe it was. The back-to-back bunts that were perfect dead fish bunts by the Novato Knicks ball club, and he said, I can do it too. And now there's runners at first and second with nobody out for the speedy Raphael.
Yeah, absolutely. Wouldn't be surprised if you saw some action going on here too on the bases if Carroll, and that's another bunt right towards the first baseman. He's going to be safe as well, and that's going to load the bases. Are you kidding me? This barely even making an attempt to make contact with the ball is working so far tonight for both sides, and we have the bases loaded in just three pitches from David Skaggs and the Knicks here in the bottom of the eighth.
Three pitches with nobody out, 6-4 ball game. DeCanio on deck, and who else than the team RBI leader, Andrew Mora, to the plate. He's got 33 ribbies on the year. He's a chance to really have a last-ditch effort for this Colt 45 ball club. 6'4", left-hand-hitting first baseman for the 45s. He has a chance to do something amazing here and with some power at the plate.
Absolutely. And so far for Mora, not his best night as he is 0-for-3 on the night with two strikeouts and one fly to center field, and then he was hit by a pitch. He did come around and score, so that adds a little bit to it. But with bases loaded now, this is the moment you'd expect him to perform in. As he takes a nice swing, it's going to be an RBI at least score one, as it's a good-looking throw out from right field. It will just score one. But it's an RBI single here from Andrew Mora, and that'll be his first time on base tonight via the bat.
That's his 34th RBI of the year right there.
Yeah, no, keep the bases loaded as well. Everyone advances a base. Great throw out there from right field coming out from, I believe it was O'Rourke. And he is going to make that throw back in and just hold that one run, but the insurance runs are coming. And it looks like the manager of the Knicks club will come up and have a talk with David Skaggs here and make sure he's all settled in. He's got a game to finish here with bases loaded and nobody out. He's got to limit to the most he can.
And that Novato Nick bullpen is quiet. There's no activity out there. But on that bunt by Colby Raphael, it was up the first baseline. The pitcher, Skaggs, along with the first baseman Anderson, were all converging on it. And the second baseman, Ford, had to cover first base, but with the speedy Raphael and that just a great drag bunt up the first baseline by the right-handed hitter. Just unable to for anyone to beat Raphael in the foot race. It was just a sensational bunt up the first baseline. Great baseball IQ there. And now Dom DeCanio to the plate. He's got some power. The corner's playing in on the rim of the infield grass with the bases loaded.
Absolutely, and it does look like we are getting a little bit of action now possibly for the Knicks. This may not necessarily be Skaggs' game to finish as they got some pitchers making their way back there to warm up the arm just in case.
Yeah, if things get real messy, they will go to the bullpen and keep this game within reach.
As this one's taken high inside by the elbows from DeCanio, it'll be a 2-0 count here. Skaggs just having a hard time pitching in the zone to where the Colt 45's batters can't get a hold of him. He's got time to deal it. No outs here. Bases loaded. The 2-0 right down Broadway. That'll bring the count a little more level. 2-1. Here's the 3-1. Chop that, and it's going to make its way out into the parking lot. And that will be a full count. We will have a payoff pitch pending. Or 2-2, rather. Sorry. 2-2. Got ahead of myself there a little bit.
DeCanio settling back in now as he takes some time, steps back into the box, and taps the plate with his bat as he readies to face off against Skaggs with the corners playing in on the grass.
Here's the pitch, and it's going to be just inside, and here is the payoff pitch we have pending. Full count now. We knew it was going to happen, just a matter of when. And this full count with zero outs and the bases loaded is one of the most important pitches of the night so far as just trying to salvage this game and give your Knicks a chance when you get back up if you're David Skaggs here. Here's the pitch. Swung at, broken bat, and it's going to make its way all the way, and they're going to be able to... Oh, just turn one. It looks like a lot went down there. A bat goes flying towards David Skaggs in the shortstop where the ball was, and it looks like Andrew Mora is going to be out here at second. A runner will come around and score, and Colby Raphael will make his way to third base. So we got runners on first and third. DeCanio did outbeat the double play turn. So now up to bat is Handy, and then coming around to score was Trajan Rogowski. So a lot to unpack there. That broken bat broke at about the very tip of about where the you see someone choke up on the bat is where about the bat broke. Goes flying all the way out through the infield and buzz versus the scenes. But right now we have one runner coming around to score. So one out down on that play as well in an attempt to turn two.
Yeah, it just broke right at the hands on Dom DeCanio. Runners at the corners now after Mora was forced out. There's one out now after DeCanio reaches on the field. A short, quick pickoff attempt on over to first. Not in time. Raphael trying to deke a throw across from third. After that, bat started flying toward the shortstop, Ford, who came in for the baseball, then flipped it to second for the relay where Trenton Ford was on the bag, and the relay to first was a little bit down the line. Now a ground ball toward the first base coach tonight, Isaac Mandujano, who's absolutely covered in the protective gear, lets this one go between his legs.
And we have seen now that is, if I'm not mistaken, that is five singles so far, five one-base hits out of five batters so far in this bottom of the eighth, really getting the bats going, nearly doubling the amount of hits they've had in this game just in this bottom of the eighth and adding those insurance runs. And with runners on the corners, as mentioned, there's a real chance they can do some more damage here and put this game away early.
That's not something the Colt 45s do a lot, is only singles. Usually it's extra base hits. But
In
this case, as Handy takes low, keeping up the count at two balls and two strikes. In this case, been a lot of singles. If you count DeCanio's fielder's choice as technically a single, he did get a 90-footer.
That's correct. Then we got the 2-2 here. It's going to be inside near the hips there of Handy, and it's going to be a full count, and we'll have another payoff pitch pending. One out down, runners on the corners. Colt 45s now lead this game 8-4. As this one's going to get ripped into left field, but it's going to go right on in. Runner's going to look to tackle. It's going to hold. It's a great grab out there by left fielder. That'll be Poitras. He's going to make a nice throw back in, and it looks like a mistake made by that'll be DeCanio looking, didn't mean to tag on first. That's going to be a double play, essentially, turning two on that same play there.
Yeah, they double off DeCanio at first. They realize he broke too early from first, and he was subtly trying to make his way back to first base, but the 45's rally ends early. They end up stranding one after DeCanio's doubled off after the lineout. And the side is retired. As we head to the ninth, it's going to be Cruz Cabral still on in relief in this 8-4 ball game as we head to the ninth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners, life, business, RV or boat, and other recreational vehicle insurance. If you qualify as a California good driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-222-2306 for a free quote. That's 530-222-2306.
I'm here
here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back. First pitch swing is a ground ball toward Dylan Green, who gobbles it up and flips to first in time. One pitch, one out here in this top of the ninth inning. Cruz Cabral out there for his first full inning of work, facing off against now the top of the order, and Caleb Ford with O'Rourke on deck. Here's the right-hand hitting Ford as Cabral steps off. Calls time. With two outs remaining here in this top of the ninth.
Yeah, that's a quick start there from Cruz Cabral, as here's his pitch. It's going to be down the third baseline. It's going to be just foul, so it'll be an 0-1 count. But that's what we've seen a lot here so far in a lot of the games that I've called with you, at least, Jacob, is the lead that the Colt 45s build, and then the top of the ninth, just instant. The first pitch or first couple pitches, they're getting outs or strikes and really making it hard for these teams to mount any sorts of comebacks. We saw with Alameda Anchors that one time when they did come back in the eighth inning. But for the most part, they're pretty good at protecting leads and adding insurance runs as well, which is what we've seen.
This pitch just misses for ball one to even up the count. Here's the 1-1 from Cabral. As he peers in at Zanny, who sets up low and away. The 1-1 delivery from the righty. Misses low and away in the dirt for ball two. Picked by Zanny. Six pitchers for the Novato Knicks ball club tonight, and four for the Colt 45s. Lots of bullpen usage. The 2-1 right at the bottom of the zone. Nailed a fastball in there to get back in the count and even it up at two balls and two strikes. So we've now dropped down to a wonderful 77 degrees here. The 2-2 delivery from Cruz Cabral is a ground ball toward the 5-6 hole. Carroll sliding, backhand throw on a hop. Mora unable to handle it. Kicks over his head toward the Novato Nick bullpen. That will be an infield single for Caleb Ford.
Yeah, it's a good hit there from Caleb Ford. Just holding it like he has in the start of the lineup, or in the top of the lineup. He's just been out actually one time so far. He's 3-for-4, and he's also reached on an error. So really just a great night for Caleb Ford in the top lineup, and the bats have actually been pretty solid so far for the Knicks. A little bit unlucky, rather, and the Colt 45s have just outscored them in this one, outhit them.
Yeah, 10 hits for the Colt 45 ball club, whereas the Novato Knicks only have 7. Runner on first being held on by Mora. That's Ford. Not going. First pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for a called strike run to Nicholas O'Rourke, who's struck out, grounded out, and hit into a 6-4-3 double play. And then he is also singled. Here's the 0-1 delivery from Cruz Cabral with the infield at double play depth is a off speed on the outside corner for a called strike two, a fastball rather, that right on the outside corner at the knee.
Yeah, just to go back real quick, and yes, it is 77 degrees here on a night, a cool night in July, rather cool night. This one's fouled way back, straight on back. Looked like a ball that could go home run distance backwards there for a minute there, Jacob.
And with Cruz Cabral on that high octane, it's got the speed to just carry like that. No balls and two strikes with one out.
yeah, just a very mild summer here, which, again, bring your family out to the ballpark next weekend or tomorrow night. There's four games remaining on the schedule, Thursday through Saturday next weekend. This one's grounded foul, and we'll do it again. No balls and two strikes to the right-hand hitting O'Rourke. Just a great opportunity to enjoy the nice summer weather as we drop down, typically down to like 85 to 80 degrees at first pitch as the game progresses, and then when the sun sets, obviously dropping down even cooler. Here's the 0-2 delivery from the 6-5 right-hander, Cruz Cabral. Blew it by him. Cabral wins the battle. That is out number two. Now it's up to Evan Mertz for this Novato Nick ball club. He's lined out, struck out, walked, and stole second, and also grounded into that 1-4 double play on the fantastic play by Andrew Mora with a toe-tap, toe-drag, touch on first, and throw to Dylan Green at second base where the tag was applied to O'Rourke. Here's the first pitch from Cabral, a fastball on the inside corner, catches the bottom of the zone for strike one.
And I can see Cruz Cabral just going fastball, 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 fastball until these guys are out of here. He's got the fresh arm. He's ready to throw the heat. And he might switch it up, obviously, a little more strategy in there, but I think he's ready to put these guys away.
Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. There was that breaking ball. Completely fooled Mertz, who was ready to swing at anything close. And now the Novato Knicks down to their final strike. Here on this Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball, Cabral comes set, runner at first being held on by Mora. The 0-2, breaking ball misses inside. One ball and two strikes as Cabral takes a deep breath, now settles back in, first base side of the rubber. Mora holding on forward at first with two outs, a 1-2 count here in this 8-4, top of the ninth inning. Colt 45 is looking to improve to 31-5 on the year. The 1-2 delivery from Cabral misses upstairs. Two balls and two strikes now through the off-speed there. Didn't get Mertz to chase. Now Cabral peering in, arm dangling, glove tucked up by him. His he comes set, first base side of the rubber. The 2-2 delivery with two outs. The left-hand hitter is poked at toward left to Cano. On the run, he'll squeeze it toward the out, and that's the way the ball game ends. Here on this Saturday night, the Cano squeezes it on the run. The Colt 45's 8 runs on 10 hits, no errors. They left 9 for the Novato Knicks. 4 runs on 8 hits, no errors. They also left 9. The final time of the game was 3 hours and 6 minutes. Novato Knicks will be looking to avoid the sweep tomorrow, facing off against this Colt 45's ball club. And Colt 45's will be going for the sweep, of course. This is the final call, at least for Spencer this season. I'll be back out here next weekend, hopefully. Spencer, it's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. It was a great time, great experience, and I loved watching this ball club win games, lose games, whatever it was. It was a lot of fun being out here at the ballpark with you. And a special thanks to KCNR and just the opportunity. It's been truly great. Very humble and very grateful for this opportunity. And doing it with you has just been amazing.
Well, it's been wonderful having a color commentator, and especially wonderful having you be a colleague up here in the booth as we get to take in some baseball and just, you know, learn the game and take in some great summer ball. Oh, it's always a pleasure. And, of course, an honor and a privilege with all the listeners on the other side of these airwaves. We get to relay the game we love so much to fans out everywhere else. Again, the final time of the game was 3 hours and 6 minutes. Colt 45s will be back at it again tomorrow going for the sweep. And as you said, Spencer, thanks to Carl and Linda Bott with KCNR, Shasta Redding. 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. Special thanks to my producer, David Wiley, back in the studio. And Spencer, I still think those standings were pretty even with how many home runs we each called.
Absolutely, yeah. I think they're pretty close so far. But you got another weekend ahead of you, so you never know.
Yeah, we'll have to look at the recordings and do some math, but I still think it's pretty close, probably about 5 or 6 each. It's pretty electric. I'll be missing you next weekend. But we'll see if we run it back next season. Hopefully our fans out over the airwaves will be tuned in next season as well. We got one more weekend of baseball ahead of us. Again, the Colt 45 is going for the sweep tomorrow after they improved to 31-5 tonight. This is Jacob Green and Spencer Schlange, the voices of the Reading Colt 45s, saying thanks for listening, and please drive safely. The final score from Tiger Field tonight here in Reading, California, is the Novato Knicks 4 and the Colt 45s 8. And signing off for the last time this 2025 campaign.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great rest of your night and drive safely.
Three got shot. I go, I can't sit on the sidelines anymore. I got to show some courage. So I'm willing to lose 50% of my fans or maybe more because Trump is so polarizing. But he didn't care. And I don't think he had any regrets after doing it. And I know he didn't pay the price. In fact, I think he might have really helped because he rolls out this great American beer and literally he grinded it out through all 50 states to make personal calls to distributors and major manufacturers in order to get the best deal possible, make it in America, and then get it out. And the Hulk was actually making phone calls for it. That was part of the reasons he ended up staying with the same guys and launching the Real Wrestling League that's going to be on Fox Nation. So he doesn't have any regrets, and I think it's great for him that Trump knew how loyal he was in the end. Dead at 71. We'll talk about this throughout the Friday show. Listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed and Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed and Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed and Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundle. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Jenke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest
every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Enough was enough. And I said, let Trumpomania run wild, brother. Let Trumpomania rule again. Let Trumpomania make America great again.
And that had to be one of the high moments at RNC, DNC of all last year, last summer. Hulk Hogan decides to come out and really take everything over. Dana White was supposed to be the main speaker, and he was good. But Hulk Hogan stole the night, in my opinion. With me right now is Emily Worthmore. Emily has been interning with us for the last few months. We've had a lot of interns. She's amongst the best in the building. Great personal background. Already been featured in a documentary, in the middle of finishing up school next year. So we want to give Emily some time. But you're passionate about politics, right?
Yes.
Your thought about the passing. I mean, he's 71 years old. You're 20, but you knew who he was. You understood his impact.
It's a tragedy. I mean, just watching him and the way he was able to speak, you know, without even necessarily scripting anything, just a moving speaker, and obviously had a huge impact on this past election campaign.
Does a big-time reality show and is a big hit and was coming back as an entrepreneur. But, Emily, tell us what got you here at Fox.
Yeah, so I've been working in broadcast since I was in high school. I started at a Christian radio station in St. Louis and moved into politics. I kind of work on a conservative format right now. And I was also in a documentary. It was an Apple TV documentary called Girls State. And that followed me through the program Girls State, which is a program that every state has. And it's a mock politics program. And they made a documentary. So that really helped propel my career, I think.
All right. So yeah, Girls, it was a documentary. It's available on Apple right now if I wanted it.
Yes, I think you should watch it.
And it's based on, were you a student? Does it show you as a student at what school?
Yeah, so I was a student, and this is like a summer camp program, and it was hosted at Lindenwood, which at the time I did not know that's where I was going to attend college, but Girls State was a really pivotal program for me just this 1 week, and now I attend Lindenwood full time.
And because you went there, they got a chance to see you and made you an offer?
Yeah, they gave me a scholarship, so I did get a full tuition scholarship to Lindenwood that week based off, you know, my application and my background in high school. And that was also the week the documentary was being filmed, so it was a life-changing week. Looking back, like, that was one of the most pivotal points in my life, I think.
All right, so here's a little of that documentary, Cut 50.
I have so much adrenaline that I woke up at 4:30 today and just read through the manual. Every election that I've put myself in at my school, I've won, like, since fourth grade.
Do you want to go through our spirit tunnel?
Yes. At my school, I'm kind of known as that kid. Culture Club, Key Club, Environmental Sustainability, FCA, Student Council, Connect, Melville Media, Step Team, Lacrosse. I'm missing things. Justice Science Club. Oh, and I started a Bible study at my school. There we go.
So if you're a Federalist, Nationalist.
Yay! 40. That's my lucky number.
Oh my gosh,
that's here I'm running for president. Emily Worthmore for America 2040.
I love it.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you so much.
They asked us our freshman year to pick your top three careers, and mine says President of the United States, broadcast journalist, rock star. I think I can do all three. People at my school don't know if I'm conservative or liberal, and I kind of like that. When people ask me what party I am, I don't want to say what I am and then have half the room stop listening before I even get a chance to speak. But I'm really hoping that coming out of Girl State, I'm going to be just openly, I'm conservative, like, let's talk about it.
And Girl State, the name of the camp?
Girl State is the name of the camp, yes.
And so you've always been passionate about running for student government.
Yeah, and running for president had been a goal of mine since I was in fourth grade. I have it engraved on my class ring, 2040, as my year. Because I just look at it and I'm like, somebody is going to be the president. Somebody is going to be in the position that you want. And I won't kill the bit until it's dead, you know? I'll run with it. Who knows what
will be. So you want to be president still?
Potentially. I have an interest in running for office. I think broadcasts is what I want to do for the upcoming years of my future. But then once I kind of get to build a platform for myself, maybe eventually go into politics.
So we're going to watch this. We're going to watch a bunch of 18 to 20-year-olds make their way through and try to stand out. And there's a vote at the end?
There is a vote at the end. And we were actually all 17 at this program. So it was the summer after my junior year of high school. So it's really surreal to watch it back now at 20 years old and see how I operated. I mean, you hear in that clip, I was like a ball of energy at the time. And I think I still am, but like, I should have slept more when I was in high school, honestly.
Slept more?
Yeah, I mean, did you hear that? I got up at 4:30 this morning, and I was like, it was like Brian Kilmeade, but back when I was in high school.
You didn't have to. I wasn't doing that in high school, and I didn't have a morning show in high school either. Here's some of the other contestants talking about why they voted for you. Cup 15.
I voted for Emily. I don't necessarily think she's going to win. Actually, I know she's not going to win, but I think that she went and talked to a lot of people. She heard a lot of people. She heard a lot of voices she didn't necessarily want to hear. She had a lot of hard conversations. That's not easy. That takes guts. Guts I don't have. And I don't agree with the policies she would create, but I think she's a good human being.
Wow, who was that?
That's my liberal friend, Maddie. So the funny thing about the documentary is I was one of the only conservative people they followed. And I thought Missouri Girl State was going to be pretty Republican. But then when I got there, it was not, because the demographic of 17-year-old girls, just it wasn't necessarily the popular thing to be. So I went in like thinking I was going to be fine. I ran a more conservative campaign, and we all knew that wasn't going to win at the end. But I thought it was more important to kind of stay true to myself, because at the end of the day, you know, it's not who won that week. But, like, I feel like I won in the end, because it's like I was myself. I made a lot of great connections. I didn't win, but I got a scholarship to college. Like, I feel like I won. And Maddie and I are still great friends. All the girls in Girl State have very different opinions than me, but I think I'm a good listener when it comes down to it.
But you got spotted also by Turning Point from that, correct?
Somewhat. Through that, I've gotten to make a lot of networks that have reached out to me. Turning Point, through like CVP, which is Campus Victory Project, they work together, kind of, mm-hmm. And just elected student government officials as well, just like through running for student government, I've gotten to work with a lot of great connections.
Wow, it's pretty interesting. That's interesting. So it's been a big help. And now, have you done broadcasting at college?
Yeah, so I work at our campus radio station. It is a music station, so it's a little different, but I'm the music director at our campus station, KCLC. And then also outside of our campus station, I work at 101.9 News Talk STL, and that's a conservative format station, and I loved it. Everybody there is amazing, and it's just really done a great job bringing me up and, you know, giving me opportunities to talk.
So tell everyone your personal background. You have not had an easy life.
Yeah, it's been a really rough go. Not even all of it's covered, but my dad passed away when I was younger. He was a pastor. You know, I was in a single parent household, and that was pretty rough. So I got out when I was in high school still. I'm an independent fully.
Got out of your house.
Yeah. I left home when it was my senior year. So I went on to graduate early. At that time, I was working 70 hours a week between three jobs, you know, because I'm fully health insurance, you know, going to college, all of that's on me. And it's really hard and really stressful, but I will say that I think it's helped me to stand apart from my peers, and it's given me a lot of respect for my peers who do know my full story, just because it's something that you don't see a lot.
And it has given me a bigger appreciation for the American dream, because anybody who says it's not real, I need to believe that the American dream is real, that I can come from a mess. I'm the first one to go to college. You know, I'm the first one, I think, to graduate high school without a...
From your family.
Yeah. And, you know,
don't have any brothers and sisters?
No brothers and sisters. Now I'm going to go, you know, build my own family. And I'm really excited to get to do that, because I believe in the power of family. And I believe in the power that when you come to America and when you're born in America, you can make a life for yourself out of nothing, and you can become something big. And I think that I've made really great steps towards that. And I'm just so excited to see what the future holds for me, because I really want to have that success story that one day I can tell somebody who's in a similar situation.
Mm-hmm.
You can get out and you can build the best life for yourself. And it really doesn't matter what you were born with or what you had. It's like the grit and determination to come from nothing and become something.
And who do you credit with inspiring you to work so hard rather than make yourself a victim?
You know, I don't know if there's any one person, but I will say that God, I believe it's God, has always placed people in my life exactly when I need them. You know, it's impossible, almost nearly impossible to survive when you're on your own at such a young age. But I've had friends, parents of friends who have been like, stay with us. And people who have just not even known my situation and been like, hey, do you want to come over for dinner? Things like that.
And you wouldn't have been able to eat that night.
Well, I mean, I could have like figured something out. I'm sure I would have like, but it just like to have that family environment, yeah, and to have people come up, like, you know, invite me over, just like things like that. Scholarships to college, like that was totally God thing. I think somebody's looking out for me. I didn't know.
And what's that experience been like? Then everybody's living on their own in college, right?
Yeah, and but to an extent, I mean, it is a little annoying when, you know, I'm trying to pay for health insurance and, you know, some people don't even work and they're just getting to go to college and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to be happy for them and not jealous. You know, that is the 20-year-old girl in me is like, oh, I wish I could just, you know, shop and not care and all that and just go to school and party. And but at the same time, I think my work ethic is a lot stronger because I do have a reason to, like, have to work. And it's brought me a passion for working. Like, I love it now.
Right. So, listen, we have some other news things we want to cover. The President of the United States is now speaking before going on a 5-day trip over to Scotland. As you know, he takes every question from everybody. And there's a lot of topics he is discussing. Also, there's a brand new study out for this should have been given before your generation. And it's about smartphones and the impact. I'm going to tell you what the stats say, and you tell me what your friends say and what your reaction is. More with Emily Worthmore, her last week of her internship here. What a remarkable journey she's had, and we'll bring in the latest comments from the president. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Free trial is 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With OpenPhone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with OpenPhone. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try OpenPhone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Janice Dean Podcast. Join me every Sunday as I focus on stories of hope and people who are truly rays of sunshine in their community and across the world. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com.
Or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio.
I'm Emily Campagno, and I'm taking you inside the Idaho murders. In Moscow, Idaho, a small college town, one case so violent and heartbreaking shocked the nation. Four students were found brutally murdered in their off-campus home, prompting a cross-country search for the cold-blooded killer. The Fox True Crime Podcast presents Inside the Idaho Murders, the evidence, the manhunt, the killer, and the victims.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America's listening to Fox News. The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
So we have great numbers we just announced. I don't have to go over it because you've seen them, but we have great economic numbers. The deal with Japan is amazing. They give us $550 billion, and we have totally open access into Japan. Those numbers are great. I mean, the kids actually just said, very, very cute, actually. I walked up, they said, sir, there's too much winning. They picked up on a little routine, you know.
The President of the United States in a real good mood as he heads out for 5 days over in Scotland through the EU, have some important meetings, visit some properties. He hasn't been over there in a while, and he has some comments also about Gaza. He essentially said, I knew when they went down to 10 or 20 hostages that they're going to be tougher and tougher because that's the only way they can survive, by holding on to these hostages. So what's going to happen? He goes, they're going to be hunted down. With us still is Emily Worthmore. According to reports, she's going to be leaving today. Is your last day?
Unfortunately, I don't want to.
But that's true. But the President of the United States is speaking right now. Don't you think he gives respect to the press and to the people when he's this open about everything?
You know, Caroline Leavitt always says the most transparent president in history. And I see where she's coming from, because at least, you know, he might not always be eloquent, but at least he is out there talking to the press himself.
He is talking to the press himself, and Caroline Leavitt, also 27 years old.
I know.
And she's press secretary, the youngest ever, and she'll probably walk right off that job into an anchor job somewhere if that's what she wants to do. Although I could see her also staying in government for a while. So there's this new study out that I want you to comment on, Emily. And it says, early smartphone ownership is associated with feelings of lower self-image and lower self-worth among boys and girls. This is the first time we're getting long-term studies done. They have concluded this first, second generation of smartphone children that get in their 20s are how they're being affected by this communication. I mean, we all know the kids that around your age, young adults, can't communicate, right?
Yeah.
They can't look you in the eye. They don't feel comfortable meeting people, asking questions. They feel much more comfortable on their screens. We see people your age and younger, six people sitting together on their smartphones, not talking to each other, right?
Nonverbal phone time, yeah.
So the impact of smartphones on kids. The girls who reported suicidal thoughts, if you had a smartphone at 13, 48% said they had suicidal thoughts. If you had a smartphone, smartphones after age 13, it's down to 28%. The conclusion is wait till at least 13. The impact on smartphones for girls, less confidence and less emotional resilience. For boys, less stability, calmness, and empathy. So what have you noticed amongst your friends?
I will say that I do notice when somebody's really good at eye contact, and that's probably why, because it's just not as common with my generation, unfortunately. I had a flip phone until I was 18, and I even had like social media on an iPad that I would use very rarely. So
did you feel like you were missing out?
Sometimes, yeah. I did feel like I was missing out. People had apps and ways to stay connected, and they'd have to work around it for me because it's integrated into schools now. In public school, probably private school too. It's just like, hey, download this app. This is how we're going to communicate. And then I'd have to be the one that's like, oh, we'll text Emily separately or something like that. So I did feel like I was missing out, but I, at the same time, kind of made it part of my personality. Everybody thought it was so funny I had a flip phone. So I like, it was part of the bit then, and to the point where I didn't even want a smartphone until I really needed it for keeping up to date with everything.
I mean, with a flip phone, you do text, but it's predictive text, right? You have
I was sitting there, 1, 2, 3, C. You know, like you have to type, you have to click it multiple times.
And it's just not worth it.
I mean, I loved my flip phone. I highly recommend. They're like making them obsolete now, but flip phone was great. I have to have a smartphone now because I need to be, you know, getting my email, and I get itchy without it sometimes.
So you are addicted as anybody.
Yeah, I would say I'm a little guilty of it. Unfortunately, especially now that I know, oh, you can check my email. You know, you get all these notifications. You probably know more than anybody. You probably have a phone that blows up all the time. Do you?
I'm on my phone, but I feel like it's work related. I think I do a pretty good job, and it's easier for me because I didn't grow up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Good job of saying, okay, I'm at dinner now. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm at home. You know, put the phone down, and I'm kind of on. I have a daughter your age and another daughter slightly older. They don't really have a big problem. The younger one uses a lot more. But I feel like now that she's home, she's going to realize. I think also, your age was abused. They never briefed you on some of the downside of this. And all of a sudden, you look around and you read Social Dilemma. Did you watch that Social Dilemma documentary?
I've heard of it. I have not watched it.
Well, she just talks about how Facebook and all these companies manipulated you and addicted you.
Yeah, and Brian, don't even get him started on TikTok because that's too far. TikTok, I know you don't like it.
TikTok is the rage. But it's also
TikTok is
China.
Everywhere, though. That's how you reach
it's
you.
China
you
abuse.
You see candidates now, right? Like they're using it, and that's where the young generation is at. So it's interesting to see how people will move forward, especially with legacy media, like making sure that we can still reach Gen Z and the generations to follow without things like that.
Well, how do you feel about their conclusion that kids should not have a smartphone till 13?
I agree, 100%. 13 is too early, in my opinion. I think before high school, I don't know what you're doing with the smartphone. That's, no.
You know what they say, I'll simplify with an anecdotal story. They say, for example, let's say you have a couple of friends, but you go online and you go to Facebook or whatever you're looking at, Instagram, TikTok, mm-hmm. and you see what all your friends did over the weekend, and there were parties that were happening, and you were not even invited to those parties. What was that like?
I mean, that would be very upsetting.
And that's what a whole generation's dealing
with. Yeah, that's so sad. I feel bad. I don't think that they should be doing that before high school. I don't think there's a reason to have a smartphone before high school.
All right, so you thoroughly agree with that. So teens are online for an average of 9 hours a day. In many cases, that's longer than they spend at school or sleeping. So they say on average education, you're on a smartphone 4 hours and 32 minutes or whatever it is, the laptop or iPad. Socializing, what do you think? One day, kids your age.
5 hours.
1 hour. 13 minutes.
Really? That's actually better than a lot of my friends' screen time. So that is good. That's good.
But you would like more socializing, I would think, than you have homework 1 hour, playing sports, because so many kids mm-hmm. don't. You get some zeros in there. 45 minutes. That is pathetic. Everyone used to be playing sports. Volunteering, 25 minutes. Reading, 8 minutes. So that's it. Hey, Emily, you did a fantastic job.
Oh, thank you.
I want you to stay in touch with everyone, and I know you're going to come by and visit here in New York.
I will be.
All right, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they follow you?
I'm WorthMore2040 on all platforms.
WorthMore2040.
Yep. And
that's nice. Your future presidency. That's when it'll kick in. Back in a moment.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-732-3179 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-732-3179. That's 800-732-3179. What do you have to lose? Call 800-732-3179. Again, 800-732-3179.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.